It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
A very pleasant good evening to you, as it is once again time for Hatchet Football right here on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW as we kick off the first round of sectional action here at home tonight. Your Washington Hatchets will host former Big 8 Conference rival, the Gibson Southern Titans. This is John Gear, and I'm joined alongside Gary Iza. And Gary, it's football weather tonight. It's nice and cool. The rain has picked up.
It has.
And obviously, that's probably the best thing that could have happened to us, because we're facing a tough task tonight as we take on Gibson Southern, who's one of the top teams in 3A in the entire state. They're coming in here tonight looking past us to get to Heritage Hills next week. So let's just dive right into the Prescription Shop, Prescription for Success. What does Washington have to do tonight to pull off a stunning upset?
It would be a stunning upset, John. You did hit that on the head. John Harrell has his pick prediction-wise, and I hate to even say this, but Gibson Southern 73, Washington 0. Gibson Southern is ranked number 8 in the state. Just played Southridge last week, 131-14. They lost to Heritage Hills, which, you know, they're obviously, like you said, looking at next week because they can have that battle back rematch at Gibson Southern, hoping to, you know, make ends work for them next week. But for us tonight, you know, this rain is not a bad thing. I'm not going to lie. You know, obviously turnovers could play an issue. So we're going to say the same thing we always say. We've got to take control of the ball, John. Turnovers are key. You know, if we give them the ball, and the other thing is this, we've got some kids that are not going to be in action tonight that are normally out there suited up for us that are some of our key players. So others are going to have to step up. We need a guy like Penley tonight to, you know, run the ball really well, because I heard we might have changed up our offense a little bit. We might be running more of the eye, some more power running where we control the clock and just run between tackles and play smash mouth football. So turnovers are going to be the biggest thing, John.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing. I mean, the two games that were probably our best games of the year came in inclement weather like we have tonight against North Davies and North Knox. And obviously that's going to help us some. But the bottom line is this. Gibson Southern comes in here, obviously a huge favorite, and we're going to have to play the best football that these young men have ever played in their lives. Plus, we're going to have to catch a few breaks because this is the David and Goliath situation that we're facing here, and obviously we have won the toss. We're going to receive the football.
All right.
So
that's not a bad thing, John.
No. And so basically, turnovers obviously, but Washington, I hate to say this so early in the game, but we have, if we're going to contend in this ball game, we're going to have to put points on the scoreboard on this first drive.
Oh, it's going to be a track meet, John. We know that. Gibson Southern puts up points. And, here's the thing. They've got a freshman starting at quarterback. For a team that's ranked eighth in the state, you rarely see a freshman starting at quarterback. It's going to be Brady Allen, number 18.
You
6 foot five, 185, but I hear he's one heck of a quarterback.
You want a fun fact about Brady Allen?
Yeah, let's give that.
He used to be my neighbor in Fort Branch.
Wow.
Yeah, he lived right behind me. My kids.
So you taught him everything he knows?
No, it was probably better that he didn't learn anything from me, to be honest with you. And the fun thing is for me, I mean, tonight, we lived in Fort Branch for a while. I know a lot of these kids.
Sure.
I know I talked to some parents before the game, and, it's good to see these kids as they grow older. Obviously, unfortunately, we're probably going to see, them come out on top tonight. I mean, let's just be honest. But, it's kind of neat to see these kids grow up, and we'll talk about that as the contest goes on. As we are ready for football here, as Gibson Southern is going to kick things off, as we are ready for football here in the opening round of the sectional.
Nice kick.
As Jaden Penley wisely lets it roll into the end zone. So Washington will take over from the 20-yard line.
Yep.
Washington will head right to left on the radio dial here in this first quarter of action. And as you mentioned, we got a whole new offensive system. We got new personnel. So
talking about the system, right, John? So we've seen Trey Reed in the last couple of weeks settle in as the quarterback, and I'm sure Jake scripted up a lot of plays this week where there's some passing involved. And boy, with this rain coming down the way it is, you just wonder if we're just going to have to run the ball and get first downs that way.
Pistol formation. Reed, Penley in the backfield. Hand off to Penley. Jaden with a nice little run there
that
on first
was a nice
down.
Run.
Going to have about 7 yard run on first down. And here's the thing, at this point, we'll just throw caution to the wind, as we got nothing to lose here tonight, Gary.
No, and sometimes that's okay because you're playing with a little chip on your shoulder, and nobody likes to be the underdog 73-0 production. So we have nothing to lose here. Gibson Southern has everything to lose because they've probably been looking ahead. And, that's the rule of thumb coaching. You never look ahead.
Reed hands it off to Penley. Jaden stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a couple on the play.
Yeah, that's a
going to bring
loss.
Up a third down as we're just underway here. 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Third and five coming up for the Hatchets. Ball on their own 24-yard line. As try to convert on this third down as the rain continues to come down here at Hatchet Hollow. Reed in the shotgun, spread formation. Gilly in the backfield this time with Reed. Trey throws it out in the flat to Reese Durnell. Reese is tackled.
For a loss.
Probably a loss of a yard, yard and a half on the play. So that's going to bring up fourth down for the Hatchets as the punt team comes out on the field. As we're 10.5 to go here in the first quarter.
And there's nothing wrong with that play there because they were playing off because it's third and seven. And we do the quick pitch out to the sideline there. And, Reese, not much to do there, but he's got to get north-south or east-west here at this field, John, as we've talked about a lot this year. Now, the snaps have been a concern on punts all year. Let's see how this goes.
Andrew Smith back
nice
deep
snap.
For the Titans.
Boy, they brought the house.
Holesclaw did a nice job of getting that one off. It's going to roll. It's going to take a hatchet roll. It's going to be
right at midfield.
It's going to go out right at midfield. So Gibson Southern chops the field in half for their first possession here tonight, as Holesclaw did a great job getting that one off because he had tons of pressure, as you mentioned.
Well, and they watched film last week, right? So that's how we ended up losing the game to North Knox is – we got a block punt, John, and they saw the snaps, and that was a pretty clean snap there, and we still didn't do a very good job of blocking up front because Holesclaw didn't waste any time. It was two steps, and he punted it real quick.
Allen's going to start off in the shotgun.
Allen trips.
Trips to
this.
The near side.
Play
Allen
action.
Back to pass.
Oh, wide
throws
open down the
wide
middle.
Wide open down the middle. Pass is complete at the 25. Down to the 10-5 touchdown, Gibson Southern. Pass was complete
number
to Ben
four.
Butler. Ben Butler, Jr., 5'10", 175. I think he's been 5'10 since about the fourth grade.
50-yard touchdown. Wow,
right off
impressive.
The bat.
Nice read by Brady. He did a good job on the play action, had a lot of time, set himself up in the pocket, looked out to the side, safeties ran to the sideline, and they had him streaking right down the middle, wide open.
Allen to Butler for the 50-yard touchdown, extra point attempt. Coming up here for Gibson Southern, it is good. 9:48 to go here in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 7, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full-service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Right Now trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Gary Isa back here at Hatchet Hollow as Gibson Southern one play Allen to Butler for the 50-yard touchdown. 7-0 is your score. 9:48.
Nice
left
kick.
Left here in the first, fielded by Penley in the end zone. So we're going to start things off here again at the 20. That's a heck of a kick.
Man, that's solid.
By number 24, Bryce Williams.
That's 3 yards
deep.
6 foot
senior. I tell you what, he's got a heck of a leg, Gary, because that's the second one he's kicked into the end zone with ease.
Yeah, and the first one, it rolled, but man, that one was 3 yards deep.
That was in the air.
And it's wet out there, so as a kicker,
you don't have the
your footing.
Traction.
Exactly. Wow, he got into that.
9:48 to go here in the first. Washington in their second offensive possession.
Now, something different here. They've got Gilly in the backfield and Penley as a slot here in the spread.
Reed in the shotgun. Trey takes a snap, rolls to his right. Trey looking, throws it, pass.
Oh, catch that ball.
Almost brought down by Reese Sternal was the intended target.
We've got to catch that. That was not a bad pass at all.
And that's one of those things where he just kind of sat down at the sticks, which is, you know, obviously the key to this game is scoring points.
Yep.
But Washington has to be concerned with moving the chains. And we can't, you know, we talked about this weeks ago, we can't play behind the chains. We can't have third and longs, things of that nature. And, you know, obviously the rain and the conditions play a part in that, because I feel like Reese Sternal would have pulled that in normally.
Yeah, and that was a little behind him, but, you know, the quarterback's throwing it away from the defender, and we just got to make that play.
Trey back to pass. Trey throws it to Penley.
Oh, not there.
You know what? That wasn't a bad pass, though. I got to be honest.
That corner was creeping on him there, so.
It was a tight window, but it was
there. Yes, it was very tight. I mean, he throws a good ball, John, obviously.
Yeah.
That's apparent, but.
Well, when you got an 85-mile-an-hour fastball in baseball, you get the ball out there quick.
And here's what Gibson Southern's doing that, you know, compared to what we just did defensively. They're making sure nobody beats them deep. They're going to let you throw that underneath stuff, and they're going to come up and make the tackle. Unfortunately, our defense hasn't got that memo yet, and they let somebody streak right down the middle for an easy touchdown, 1-for-1, 50 yards.
3rd and 10 for the Hatchets. Trey with some pressure.
Oh, no,
loses
it's a fumble.
The football. Gibson Southern, they're going to call an incomplete pass. They bailed us out there, Gary. It's going to stop the clock with 9:35 to go. 7-0 Gibson Southern and Washington on the punt for the second time. As that looked to me like it may have came out when he was coming back
motion. That's what I was going to say. So I know Trey brought that ball back to pass forward. And I didn't see a forward motion with it, but, you know, we'll take it, obviously, John.
Well, absolutely.
Now, here comes that punt, which I worry about again because you know they're going to bring the house.
Well, we're on our own 20-yard line. Holzclaw setting up shop at the 5, so they're going to bring pressure. Not so much this time. Holzclaw gets it off. Nice kick.
Short.
It's going to take a Washington bounce as we're going to kind of have a replay here.
We're at the 48 now.
48-yard line. So Gibson Southern, again, is going to have a short field as they take over on their second possession. And obviously, you know, they were very efficient on their first drive.
Yeah.
One play, one score, but hopefully we can come up with something different here. As we are 9:27 to go here in the first quarter. Gibson Southern up 7-0.
Wow, they have a lineman that's a sophomore. He's 6'5", 315. I'm looking at him out there as he runs out.
He's a big kid.
79. Braden Tucker. He's a big boy.
Yes, sir. Allen in the shotgun. Takes snap. Hands it off. Reverse.
Oh, boy.
Come back around the other way. Seth DeLong.
Come on, Trey. Oh, Trey missed him.
Seth is going to have about 8 yards on the play. Seth DeLong
As my boy just got ran over, he's looking up top laughing. Trey Reed went to tackle him on the sideline, got pushed out. My boy caught him up against the fence.
So they're actually going to give him 10 yards, so going to move the chains for the Titans. Allen hands it off up the middle to Mitchell Spindler.
Five-yard gain. Who was the last run by there?
Seth
John?
DeLong.
I missed that.
Spent plenty of time with my son in our basement at Seth Fort Branch DeLong. As they were old baseball buddies.
All right.
9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Allen hands it off to Spindler.
Spindler's got some room.
He cuts around the outside. He's going to have a first down on about an 8-yard run. So that's going to move it to the Hatchet 25-yard line. First and 10 for Gibson Southern. 8:52 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Titans.
Oh, wow. They got quads to one side. Look at this.
Yep.
21 up top by himself.
Allen back to pass. Rolls to his right. Got a little pressure. Throws it. Pass complete to
nice
Dawson Witt.
Nice pass. Wow.
Nice pass. Nice catch by Dawson Witt.
15-yard gain, John.
I got to tell you, Dawson Witt was one of my favorite baseball players to coach in the
– you know all these guys.
I do.
You?
I don't. I mean, I coached most of them. Most of them were at my house. I mean, it was like – it's just – it's fun to see these guys. But I tell you what, Dawson Witt is a is going to be a big weapon for Gibson Southern moving forward here in the sectional, especially next week if they get past us.
Another pass.
Allen looking to pass. Pressure. Throws it, pass complete. Nice tackle
right
by Penley.
Scrimmage. Nice job. No
pass
gain.
Completed to Ben Butler. Immediately hit
Give
by Jaden
Penley. 1 yard there.
Creeping up on 8 minutes to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 7-0. Three receivers to the far side. Dawson Witt all alone to the near side. Allen pitches it out to Spindler.
Quick
Spindler
pitch.
Looking to get to the flag. No.
Nice tackle. Nice open field Jaden tackle
Penley.
By Penley again.
Nice job by Penley.
Got
so
5 yard gain there.
Yeah.
Third and goal at the 5, John.
Third and goal at the 5. Obviously, this is 4-down territory for the Titans. Allen's going to be in the shotgun. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Allen back to pass, staring down his receiver. Right through his hands, Adam May was the intended receiver. Hit him in the worst place possible, Gary, right in the hands.
I tell you what, and that's the defensive set we had there. Penley was actually the outside corner on number 12, Witt. So I'm wondering if we've not seen something on film where Witt's one of their main targets and Penley's just having to take him, which he's made two tackles in a row.
Well,
look,
I mean,
he's out here at corner right now. See him?
Yeah, I mean, at 6'4", 190, obviously he's got to be a big target for Brady Allen. As Gibson Southern attempts the field goal.
Wow, he's got a leg.
Absolute great leg, great kick. But you know what, Gary, as it's 10-0
That's not
bad. Right now.
No.
It's a small victory for the Hatchets to keep Gibson Southern out of the end zone right there.
Absolutely. That was a good play defensively, and we had a couple good plays there. And Penley's name was called two times in a row. Obviously, coaches have seen something on film. They're putting him out there to be on some of the playmakers and be in the area where the ball is being thrown a lot.
7:27 to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 10-0. Getting ready to kick off once again for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Want to thank some of our sponsors. We kind of glossed over the pregame sponsors, which doesn't make any sense since I'm one of them, but, you know, your shelter insurance. Agent here in Washington and Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington. I want to thank you for sponsoring the pregame show. As Williams gets ready to kick it off once again. And
he's got a good
that one's
going
to be
John.
A little short. Penley fields it at the 5. Penley to the 10. 15. Jaden breaks a tackle. Going to be out to about the 25-yard line. So Washington is going to have a little bit better field position here as we get started with 7:20. To go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 10-0. We want to thank the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington for being a proud Hatchet sponsor. Also, the A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. And Bill Dobson. It's a better deal. And Washington is going to take their first timeout. So with 7:20 to go here in the first, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Gibson Southern 10, Washington 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway for a free insurance review.
Washington Chrysler Center has amazing deals going on now on all Ram trucks during Ram Power Days. Save big on a 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab for just $32,896. Or choose a new redesigned 2019 Ram truck starting as low as $37,753. With colder weather moving in, the push-button four-wheel drive control will put your mind at ease. Ram Power Days will end soon. Act now and save big on all Ram trucks in stock at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is number 38, Tyler Gilley, and you're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Issa. While we were away at the break, Washington got 3 yards on the carry by Jaden Penley to set up a 2nd and 7 from their own 27-yard line here as we are creeping up just under 7 to go here in the first quarter. Gibson Southern on top, 10-0. Washington.
And they're running their I formation, John, that I thought we might go to here. Two receivers, double tight, or they got tied in there as well.
Hand off to Penley. Penley straight up the middle. Bulldozes his way for a few.
Some power football.
So a getting even 2 yard gain there on 2nd down. So it's going to be 3rd and 5 coming up for the Hatchets. Ball on their own 30-yard line. 6.5 to go here in the first. Titans on top, 10-0. And, you know, one thing that I'm a little – I mean, I shouldn't say a little surprised. I guess I am surprised as many passing attempts as we've had tonight here in this inclement weather.
Yes, which it's hard to tell if it's coming down real hard now, but we're back in the eye again. Penley's deep.
Reed throws it over the middle to Kane Fox.
Dump pass for a first down.
Nice job by the Hatchets.
Fake dive dump pass to the tight end. Nice play.
Give a shout-out to Katie Sullivan for tuning in to us tonight here as we call this first-round sectional action. Washington with their first down of the ball game.
6-yard pass there. That was a good play.
Nice call there, yep, by Coach Durnell.
Fake dive dump pass.
As it is, it's raining. Got hail the size of canned hams. No, wait, that's an old David Letterman thing. We can't steal that. Trey Reed under center. Hands it off to Gilley up the middle.
Keep your head up, buddy.
Gilley's going to gain a couple. 2nd and long coming up for the Hatchets. 5.5 to go here in the first, 10-0. Gibson Southern.
Gilley was definitely lower than everybody on that play. They just had to push him down from his back. I know he tried to plow through there, but he needed to keep his head up, too, to see where he's going, because I think he had a little bit of daylight there where he could have cut it out to the outside.
Trey Reed going to be under center this time. I formation. Trey taking his time. Under 5 to go here in the first. Reed takes a snap. Pitches it out to Penley.
Oh,
Penley,
boy,
doesn't have a chance as he was hit 5 yards deep,
well, their
Gary.
Defensive end got it filled right away, and it stopped the tossing. Penley had to plant his foot in the ground to get east-west here at the field, north-south.
He basically had to go backwards to keep from losing the football.
Right. He was ahead of the fullback, which is not a good thing on the I formation. And
here we are again, boy, playing behind the sticks, Gary. We're 3rd and 14, and just not a situation where Washington wants to put themselves in, as Trey Reed's going to be under center once again, I formation with Gilley and Penley behind him in the backfield.
Mason and memory, Mason in motion here.
Loses a snap. We got a flag.
Running the flat route.
Which we're going to have a false start, I believe, on us. So we'll see what the call is as it stops the clock with 4:07.
Is that on Mason as he's moving toward the line of scrimmage?
I believe so.
That's what I'm thinking it was.
This is not Canadian League football.
Well, and it's hard because you're in motion. That quarterback, he taps him on the butt.
It's timing.
Normally you tap him on the butt and then they say hut. So when he's at the end of the line of scrimmage, he's running to the flat. Your back's to the quarterback. And it's one of those timing things. We're obviously off a little bit there.
It's So it's going to be third down and 19 here as we're 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 10-0 Gibson Southern. Trey Reed stays under center. Penley and Gilly in the backfield.
Yeah, Gilly's really tight to
very
Trey,
tight.
And you can't even tell there's a fullback.
In motion to the near side. Trey looking to throw it. Trey slips. And it's going to be brought. We got another flag on the play, though.
Here's the bad thing about that alignment, because you always tell a fullback, get at least 3 yards behind the quarterback. If you're too tight, like on that, a passing play, the quarterback gets past you, and you've got to find somebody to block. Well, if you're that tight, you can't really see, and Gilly's not exactly real tall either.
You're missing the guy coming in to get him.
That's right. So, you know, in Penley, it looks a little funny because Penley's 7 yards deep like he should be as a tailback, but you've got
Gilly's a yard and a half.
He's a yard and a half. There's hardly room to run the motion in between the quarterback and the fullback. So maybe they'll make that adjustment here.
Another penalty on the hatches. Gibson Southern is going to decline, and it's going to bring up a 4th and 19 with 3:42 to go here in the first. So Washington's going to punt it away once again, and Seth Holzclaw makes his way onto the field.
Was Gilly snapping this week? Has he been snapping the entire time? Because they've been good tonight so far.
Yeah, so far so good for the snaps, which is going to be extra important as we're buried deep in our own territory. Seth is on the 5 as we're running clock here.
Oh,
nice kick by Seth Holzclaw.
That was a good kick by him.
But I tell you what.
He didn't have much room there and had to get it off.
He had about a second and a half to get that sucker off, and he did. Gibson Southern is going to take over on the 45-yard line. Of the Hatchets. 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Gibson Southern on top, 10-0. So,
man,
definitely.
Look at that spot, though. They moved it up.
Yeah, that's iffy. I got to be honest with you. That's bad.
37 yard line?
Yeah, they gave him 12 yards, but that's okay. Apparently, they had a better angle than we do. Gibson Southern. Back at it, spread formation. Allen is going to be in the shotgun. Mitchell Spindler behind him in the backfield as we get ready for action here. 3:14 to go in the first, 10-0 Titans.
And a straight spread look.
Allen takes snap, hands it off to Spindler. Spindler up the middle.
Wow.
Mitchell Spindler, and about a 12-yard gain.
How about
that
hole? How about that hole, John?
You could have ran through that.
That was a big hole right up the middle. The back had did no moves whatsoever, ran straight up the field for 12 yards. I mean,
they set the ball. Gibson Southern right back at it. Allen rolls to his right, looking. Is going to throw it. Pass is complete to Ben Butler. And that's going to be another Titan first down, it looks like, Gary, as Gibson Southern pressing the tempo here.
Yep, and that was – man-to-man coverage. It looked like Penley had him covered, and you know, they see that mismatch. I mean, it's a quick slot guy with a more of a linebacker covering him, and he just outran him to the sideline.
Butler in motion to the far side. Allen in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Spindler. Spindler with a big hole up the middle.
Huge hole.
Is going to get down inside the 5.
Another first down.
Going to be 2nd and short.
Oh,
here.
It is short. I'm sorry. No, it's first down.
Yep, going to get first and goal from the 2-yard line.
Look at this hurry-up offense, John. Right back to it.
They're not wasting it. They want to get back to Fort Branch here.
Wow.
Allen hands it off to Spindler. Spindler untouched into the end zone for the touchdown.
Walked right in, didn't he?
2:27 to go here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 16, Washington 0, pinning the extra point here by Williams. Who has shown his leg? He might kick that up in the deer stand back there.
He's pretty automatic. He's a senior, 6 foot, 175 kicker.
We'll see what happens here. Williams, kick is up. Kick is good. 2:25 to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 17-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Daywig. John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. 2:25 to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 17-0. As Williams set to kick it off once again for the Boyd Grant and Washington kickoff. Williams kicks it to Penley. He's going to field it at the 4. Penley bobbles it, picks it up. Jaden looking for some room to run.
No.
And he is going to be caught from behind. As we can see the speed from Gibson Southern. Going to be down at the 14-yard line. And Gary, you know what?
Wow.
I would be remiss if we did not mention all the good folks at the Eagles tonight who took care of us before the broadcast. Dwayne Shake and company. Welcome to send there. And
very good atmosphere.
Had a nice time talking to some folks in there before the ball game. So appreciate that.
Oh, Penley's coming out, John.
That's not a good
sign. He's got a little hobble to the step coming to the sideline.
We can't afford to lose anybody else.
No, without Julius,
Irvin,
and Kevin Laguerre offensively, that's not a good sign.
First and 10 for the Hatchets, ball on their own 14-yard line, 2:18 to go here in the
first
quarter.
Reese Durnell at fullback and now Gilly at tailback in the eye.
Reed under center, going to hand it off to Gilly. Gilly's going to be tackled for about a 1-yard loss. I want to take this opportunity to thank some of our sponsors, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, Washington Chrysler Center, your 5-star dealer, WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on, and your Edward Jones financial advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Second and 11 coming up for the Hatchets. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 17-0. As Trey Reed under center takes a snap, hands it off to Gilly. Gilly is stuffed once again behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a few more yards as we're going to set up a third and 15. It looks like Gary coming up here with a minute 20 left to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and here comes Penley running back out there now. So they had Jack Fry as the fullback on that play with Gilly at tailback. So
Brooks Robinson checks into the game for the Hatchets.
Here we go, third and long. Where are we, third and 14 here, John?
We're third and 14, under a minute to go here in the first. You know what, Gary?
Yes, sir.
It's time to take a shot.
Jacob Mason's who he liked to throw to last week. We'll see if he looks his way.
Trey Reed back to pass. Throws that dump pass again over the middle. Kane Fox, we got a flag on the play.
Look like maybe a face mask. That would be,
I tell you what,
beneficial because that was a 6-yard completion.
Six-yard completion, but we need about another 10 to get a first down. So it looks like, because that's about the only call it could be, really, because the flag came in after the fact. So we'll see what happens here. It obviously is against Gibson Southern. They're talking to Penley here. So obviously.
Was it a pass interference possibly? They might have grabbed him a little early before he caught it.
Either way, it's going to
work out.
That might
be what they're
favor.
Talking about. Well, I mean, you could take the catch and not take the penalty, or you can take the penalty and.
Oh, that's even. Now, how does that happen?
How do you talk to us and it says legal man downfield?
So an ineligible receiver.
You know what
downfield?
That is? You've got a receiver on the outside that was up on the line that shouldn't have been and covered up the tight end. That's what that is.
He should have been off.
Yep.
And nonetheless, though, so the penalty is going to be declined. Fourth down for the Hatchets. 43.6 to go here in the first. Down 17-0.
That's exactly what that is.
So. Fourth and 14 as Holzclaw is going to kick this one away. He's going to be right at the end zone here, Gary, and that always makes you nervous if you're a punter or anybody who has the football in the end zone. It's awful lonely back there.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be as a punter. You're thinking, please, just good snap, let me get it off. As they've got 7 down linemen now bringing the rush, they're going to be coming.
See what happens here, as we're going to take plenty of time. So we're going to let the play clock drip down. As we're 30 seconds to go, play clock's at 10. And, you know, can't go wrong with what they're doing.
Keep
here.
The ball. Oh boy, Holes
Claw,
a high snap.
Got the rainbow, gets it away.
Take a roll.
It's going to be fielded at the 42-yard line of the hatchet. So Gibson Southern once again. I don't know. The one time they started barely in their own on their own side of the field
48.
With the 48. But basically, they've spent their whole evening here in Hatchet territory.
Yep.
15 seconds to go here in the first, 17 to nothing.
Yep.
Gibson Southern.
As here they come, no huddle. They obviously have their play from the sideline ready to go here at the line of scrimmage, and they're in, gosh, quads again up top, empty backfield.
Dawson Witt all alone here at the bottom.
I'd say they might take a shot here.
Yeah, they're going to take a shot. Throws it to Witt. Witt catches it.
Quick hitch, and he stiff arms Trey.
Yep. Is going to have about a 9-yard gain there, and that is how the first quarter is going to come to an end here at Hatchet Hollow. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Gibson Southern 17, Washington 0. We'll be back right after this.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
It's number 44, Kane Fox. Back to you on WMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready to start the second quarter of action here. Gibson Southern staring down a second and three, it looks like. That's not a very good spot because that really looked like it was at the chains, but we'll take it nonetheless. Second and three from the Hatchet 33-yard line.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I gave him a 9-yard gain on that, but I guess I'll change that to 7.
So, again, we're in the quad formation to the near side. Dawson Witt, one-on-one backside, is Allen all alone in the backfield. Brady throws it out to Spindler. Mitchell is going to have a first down and more.
Breaks tackle.
Breaks
good
a tackle, and
downfield.
He is going to jog into the end zone for the Gibson Southern touchdown.
And
that's the thing you pointed out. Their wide receivers did an outstanding job of blocking downfield to allow Mitchell Spindler, once he broke the initial tackle from the initial wave, was able to just trot into the end zone because the wide receivers held their blocks downfield.
Yeah, and, well, didn't just hold their blocks. They put our kids on their butts. I mean, Jacob Mason got up upset, which, you know, he got cracked is basically what that is. A guy running a slant as he's coming out for the flare, and then also another outside linebacker on their butt, so –
Williams is automatic.
Man, he is automatic.
24 to nothing, your score. 11:47 to go here in the first half. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you... Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill
it
up.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Isa having a little fun with Andy Morrison back in the studio. 11:47 to go here in the first half. Gibson Southern on top, 24 to nothing. Gibson Southern.
Oh.
Little squib kick.
Yeah, he didn't mean to do
is
that.
Is going to be fielded. And
our best field position
best field position of the night. We're going to start at the 30.
That's because, look, the kicker on the 40-yard line over here, there's a lot of mud. there's really not a whole lot of grass for him to plant his feet in between the hashes, so he didn't get good footing. And I tell you what, you know you're a good kicker when you're out there with a towel in your hand, and before you go to kick it, he wipes off the front of his cleat. Have you noticed that every time?
Yes.
And he holds that little towel in his hand after he kicks, so he's used to putting it in the end zone, you can tell.
Well, and I mean, realistically, that's what you want.
Well, why not, right?
Yeah.
Let's not even give him a chance to run it back.
Trey Reed back in the shotgun for the Hatchets.
So they're in a 3-4 defense.
Dernal in motion. Hand off to Penley. Jaden with a nice run on first down. Going to get about six.
Nice run. 6-yard gain.
So second and 4 coming up for the Hatchets.
That was a good little run there. And they're in the 3-4, so
we should be able to get
through. You should be able to block linemen to get to second level and get your 3-4 yards every pop. Maybe that's why Jake, Coach Dernal put in the I formation this week, because we're going to run between tackles, try to control the clock and do what we need to do.
Second 4 for the Hatchets, ball on their own 35-yard line. 11 minutes to go here in the first half. Reed in the shotgun, spread formation. Trey hands it off to Penley. Jaden hit behind the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle there by number 2, Lucas. I don't even know how to pronounce
Place,
that.
Place. I'm not sure.
Place.
So he's outside linebacker, blitzed, untouched, and that's why he tackled him so quickly in the backfield.
So 3rd and 4 coming up here for the Hatchets. This would be their second 3rd down conversion of the evening, Gary, if they were able to connect on this. As Penley split out here in the slot with Jacob Mason. Spread formation, Gilly in the backfield with Trey Reed as Trey's checking the play clock. Creeping up on 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Trey back to pass.
Looking
Trey,
this way, looking at Penley, going deep on the
and
corner.
And ball's picked off. Interception by Cody Hupp as Reed overthrew Jaden Penley. Ball's picked off, and Gibson Southern will take over. Already on top, 24-0 here. 10:08 left to go here in the first half. And this is going to be Gibson Southern's worst starting position here of the game
and,
on offense.
And you hit it on the head, too. I mean, you're toward midfield. It's really not a bad shot to throw it downfield like that, and that's what he did. He saw cover two. He thought he could hit that corner out.
He made the right
safety
read.
He just made a good break. He maybe lofted it in the air a little too much, but look, it's wet.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's look, we can sit here. Like,
conditions play a lot into that.
Yeah, probably would have liked a little less trajectory on the ball, but sure. It's wet, and who knows. But, it was a good read. It just
not bad
didn't
at all.
Quite work out. As Brady Allen is all kinds of confused.
He
just falls down.
Well, did you see what happened there? So he's got a back directly behind him, one lined up on the left. And he rolls to the right. The one on the left comes underneath for a shovel pass, and he's got the option as at the other tailback. And he looked for the shovel. It wasn't there, and we did a good job defensively. That's why he got sacked. I mean, what a play by the Hatchets.
9:44 to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 24-0. Second 15 for the Titans. Brady rolls to the right, throws it, passes complete to Dawson Witt. Spin move down the sideline.
Man.
Is going to have close to first down yardage. Nice throw, a nice run after the catch there by Dawson Witt. Nice spin move there on the far sideline.
Yeah.
He apparently must have stepped out of bounds because he ended up at the marker, but they're going to mark him down. It's going to be 3rd and 4. He must have stepped out of bounds there on the sideline. So 3rd and 4 coming up for the Titans. Yeah. On their own side of the field here at their own 46.
11-yard gain there.
Allen back in the shotgun.
Manageable down now, 3rd and 4.
Hands it off. Spindler. Spindler still on his feet. Spindler all the way into Hatchet territory to the 36-yard line. And it'll move the chains once again for the Titans. As he just
18-yard run.
Kid's a great athlete. He keeps his head down, keeps running, follows his blocks. And, again, their linemen, you notice, they block somebody. They come off that block. They go find a linebacker. They're not just waiting. As ball's on the ground.
Bad snap.
Boy, I tell you what.
Allen wisely dove on the ball.
We were almost able to take one away there. As that ball just was a worm burner back there. But Gibson Southern, 2nd and 12. Under 9 minutes to go here in the first on top, 24-0. Spread formation for the Titans. Allen in the shotgun. Allen back to pass. Throws over to Witt on the screen.
Oh, he's
Witt,
got some
he's
speed.
Got room to run. Holy Dawson cow. Witt is going to take it to the house.
39 yards.
Touchdown, Titans.
Wow, he's fast. He caught that thing and ran straight. He didn't look to make a cut, did he, John?
No, he just he caught the ball, read that first block, and then took it to the house. 30-0 in favor of the Titans. 8:34 to go here in the first half, and Williams is going to come on for the extra point, Gary, and what do you bet that's good?
Yeah, he's a good kicker, bud.
Either I'm going to be right or I'm going to jinx him, one of the two. So I'm going to look
good
either way.
He's a solid kicker. He is very solid.
Yeah. I mean, he's not just getting them over the uprights. I mean, he's kicking it on top of the school here. He gets a chance. As we wait, Williams kicks it. And
wow. Almost hit the school.
Surprisingly, it's good.
Yeah.
So 31-0 your score. 8:34 to go here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Gary Isaac back here at Hatchet Hollow. 8:34 to go here in the first. Gibson Southern on top, 31-0, as Williams gets ready to kick it off once again for the Titans. And, you know, if you're just joining us, it's been all Gibson Southern here so far. As they're, you know, obviously as they should, the number 8 ranked team in 3A coming in here.
Wow.
Should have their way, and they are, as the ball goes into the end zone, as Penley wisely lets it roll in. So Washington's going to start from their own 20. And, you know, Washington has one first down in the game, Gary. Definitely something that we're going to have to figure out here as, obviously, as time goes on here. You know, we've done a few nice things, but obviously Gibson Southern is just overpowered us so far this
game. Yeah, and you can tell physically Gibson Southern is a very physical team. I mean, and they play smart. They've got the IQ sense on passing, you know, when they're covering. They're not going to let any of their guys get beat deep. They're keeping it short, and they're going to come up and hit you. And at the line of scrimmage, they're definitely, you know, with only three down linemen here, they're winning the battle right now.
Spread formation for the Hatchets. Reed in the shotgun. Gilly in the backfield with him. Trey takes a snap. Throws it out quickly to Penley. Penley has nowhere to go as he's got a whole gaggle of Titans all over him.
Five Titans around him. So, again, that goes back to what I was just talking about. They're in a 3-4 cover 2, and we take the short pass with nobody blocking the corner. Well, the corner's already there, so the corner comes up.
So now you're double-teamed.
He has to avoid that, and then here comes the outside linebacker. Here comes the defensive end. Here comes the safety. So the play's dead. I mean, it's a one-yard gain, and Penley got all that just fighting for it.
Second 9 for the Hatchets. We want to thank Donaldson Insurance Agency here in Washington with us, your number one, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, and McDonald's of Washington. Apply to join the team today. Reed back to pass. Trey's got pressure. Throws it away wisely. Mm. Throws it at Durnell's feet, and you got to like, I mean, obviously we don't like the outcome of the play, but you got to like the awareness of Trey Reed to not risk an interception or anything silly and just throw it in the dirt right at Durnell's feet and live to fight another down.
And, again, you know, you want to say that's pressure, but that's the defensive end, John, number 43. They've got three down linemen, four linebackers. Sometimes they're blitzing one backer, but you've got five offensive linemen, so they've got to figure it out and communicate and pick up that blitzer.
Yeah, because they're just getting in untouched at this point.
Right.
3rd and 9 for the Hatchets. 7:44 to go here in the first half, down 31-0. Reed back to pass looking, throws it, slings a sidearm pass out to Penley. Spin move, going to gain a couple, but it's going to be 4th and long here for the Hatchets. Well, 7.5 to go here in the first half of play, and Seth Holzclaw is going to come on once again to punt it away for the Hatchets. Mm.
And he took what, you know, again, he had to get rid of it quickly. So that time, they brought two linebackers. They brought the two outside Middle State at home, but they're in cover two. So when they're throwing that short stuff, guess what? The corner's right there.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have to run somebody downfield, suck that guy back if we're going to get anything underneath.
Yeah, that.
Fall harvest is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and farm trucks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. So watch your speed, keep your lights on, and be aware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a safe and fruitful harvest for everyone.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
And we're back here having some connection issues here. But back as Holzclaw gets the punt away. Gibson Southern takes over at their own 44-yard line. Handoff to Spindler.
Nice play by Gilly.
Probably the first time all night Spindler.
Oh, why are we pushing down for it?
Has been held for no gain or a yard on the play. So
wow, they gave him a yard on that.
That's generous. So second nine coming up here for the Titans. 6.5 to go here in the first half. As Gibson Southern substitutes a few players here as Spindler steps off. He came up a little gimpy there. Obviously, that's the last thing. If you're Nick Hart, you want to see any of your players hurt, as that one was almost picked off.
Trey Reed wants that back.
Witt made his cut, fell down. Trey Reed was right there, went right through his hands as Brady Allen was.
Good break on the ball by Trey.
Really glad that that one.
It floated on the quarterback, too, and, you know, it's bad timing for us, right, on a play where it actually left his hand bad, because that would have been an easily interception for six.
Oh, that would have, yeah, definitely. I could have ran that one back.
Dang, good read by Trey.
Allen rolls to his right, looking, stops, looking, throws it, passes complete to Witt for the first down, and I tell you what.
Oh, there was a whole lot of nothing there, and Witt just kept moving around and got open.
He just came back, and he dug that one off the turf.
Man, they had two guys in the same place. He was waiting for the other receiver to take off and never did, but Witt with a
nice catch.
You can tell Witt being the senior, one of the lone seniors out there, right, skill guy-wise, which you and I were just talking about that.
Yeah, Gibson Southern's got a lot of talent. And it's not going to go away.
No, it's not. I mean, what's the only one that is a senior out of the guys we're calling out?
And I tell you what, they didn't give Witt the first down, which I thought was kind of a strange spot. So it's fourth and one. Allen takes it up the middle for three. So that's going to move the chains for the Titans as we're 5:46 to go here in the first half. It's been all Gibson Southern so far, 31-0. Gibson Southern with a fresh set of downs here inside of Hatchet territory. As Allen going to throw it to Butler, the short hop is going to be incomplete. And that's what his only second incompletion of the night?
Well, he is he is 9 for 12, so his third incomplete pass. Yeah, he's been pretty efficient.
You can't go wrong with that.
No.
Especially for a freshman.
Yeah.
5:33 to go here in the first half. Allen in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. And
oh,
it's got to be a false start.
Boy, there's all kinds of confusion.
Everybody took off, but the center forgot to snap the ball.
And then when he did, it went off to the side and hit the running back off the shoulder pad.
It's kind of like a game of pinball out there. So that's going to move Gibson Southern back. Going to be second and 15 for the Titans. Ball's going to be just shy of midfield on the Hatchet side. 5.5 to go here in the first half. Three receivers to the near side. Witt to the far side.
Yeah, I see them going to Witt again.
Yep.
Okay. Oh,
Allen
wow, he took off.
He's
fast.
Got him. Witt outruns the Oh, right through his hands as Trey Reed, I think, just interfered enough or.
Yeah, Trey Reed jumped in the air,
man.
And he didn't touch the ball. You could tell, too, by the way Witt released off the line. He was going deep and left Trey. It was a foot race down the sideline, and wow. That was a great ball, really.
Yeah, that was. We're lucky that one didn't end up in the end zone. Incomplete pass, though, is going to make it 3rd and 15 with 5:20 to go here in the first. Allen back in the shotgun. Back to pass, looking. Throws it over the middle, wide open to Seth. Is that Seth DeLong with the pass or reception?
Yep, DeLong.
And that is going to be plenty. for the first down. Seth DeLong was wide open as the safety didn't come over, and Seth was all alone out there, and easy first down for the Titans. Nice read by Brady Allen.
20-yard completion, yeah. Right down the middle again. We obviously have a void down the middle there.
Allen hands it off to Butler. Butler spins, still on his feet. Going to be brought down after a short gain. And, yeah, the safety went over to the far side and left Seth DeLong wide open right down the hash. And, easy first down for the Titans.
I tell you what, the quarterback stands tall, which he is tall. I say he stands tall. He's 6'5", but does a good job. He's patient. He knows he's got a good offensive line, and he has time to read the defense.
Second and eight. Allen back to pass once again. He's got all kinds of time.
Nice
throws
pass.
A screen pass to Butler, and Ben Butler is going to jog into the end zone for the touchdown.
20-yard touchdown.
As that was just a middle screen, Gary, that they just let set up. Butler came around, caught the ball, took it to the house.
Yeah.
37-0.
11 for 15 passing. And he's got four touchdown passes now. Yep.
4:25 to go here in the first half. 37-0 Titans pending the Williams extra point, which I'm going to go on record and say it's going to be 38-0 here because I don't see this kid missing. As he could probably kick it halfway across town here if he really tried.
He's got 220 yards passing right now with four touchdowns.
In the pouring rain.
Pretty impressive for a freshman.
Absolutely. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. 38-0 your score. Gibson Southern on top of the Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. And Gary, I just got a text from my wife, who tomorrow, by the way, turns 40 years old.
Oh, she's going to love
was
you
was confused because she can't. She says, I'm saying first quarter, first half. I think it's just her old age and senility setting in.
Oh, John.
Jaden Penley.
Oh, man, we got lucky.
Caught a break as he let that one get about a half an inch inside the end zone. But
total silence up here. There's some laughs going. But, wow, Penley was wanting that thing to roll in the end zone, and it took one last roll at the end of half the football landed in the end zone. Thank goodness, because – they're already at the 10-yard line. That would have been bad.
So if I'm confusing anybody, there's 4:25 left to go in the second quarter or 4:25 left to go in the first half. So, yes, we're going to be celebrating my wife's 40th birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday a little early.
You're still young. You're still young.
She's still younger than you.
That's right, buddy. Thanks. Man, what in the heck?
Trey Reed in the shotgun. Hands it off to Penley. Penley is hit, knocked down behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, it's tough sledding for the Hatchets here tonight. As Gibson Southern, even with a three-man front, it's getting pressure and controlling the line of scrimmage. And we're not really getting any holes to run through.
You know, their linebackers are playing very well because they step forward first for run, just like you teach any linebacker. And they're doing a good job filling the holes. And really, like you said, three down linemen. But here's the deal. It takes us to double team some of these guys. They're coming hard. They've got a guy nose right over the center, that 77. He's probably a big, strong boy. He's 6'1", 260 junior, Blake Stuckey.
So Washington is going to take their second time out of the half. 3:47 to go here in the first half of action on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 38, Washington 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Hi, this is number 38, Tyler Gilley, and you're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. While we were away at the break, Washington comes out, throws it deep to Jacob Mason. I tell you what.
Mason had him beat.
He had him beat, but he did a good job at the end as the Gibson Southern defender closed. He turned into a defensive.
Yep. A little underthrown, and, you know, I heard somebody say up here if he would have kept running. No, you can't keep running if the ball's underthrown. He had to come back and play defender a little bit.
But he did a good job of not allowing that to be an interception.
Not a bad ball, though, by Trey. I mean, he aired that thing out.
It was a good pass, and you know what? You got to take a shot, Gary.
That was a 40 yards in the air. I mean, it was a good deep shot.
Third and nine for the Hatchets. Reed back to pass. Trey
fires it.
Picked off. And Gibson Southern Durnell's is going to take it into the end zone.
Reese Durnell slipped and fell, and it threw it right to where Reese would be. But then the guy that would have been there defending him just standing there, laying it right in his stomach.
As Caleb Sellers with an early Christmas present gets the pick six. And Gibson Southern on top 44-0.
Man.
3:31 to go here in the first half, aka second quarter.
Hey, while we're doing this, John, you want
to
talk
about some area scores? We got a couple
surprisers,
very surprising scores.
So right now, and I know it's first quarter, but Boonville 7, Bossy 7. That is very, very surprising. Jasper 21-0 over Harrison. You got Central beating Wright 7-0, and those are all first quarter games. And that was good on the extra point.
45-0. Gibson Southern on top, 3:31 to go here in the first half. Let's go over some more scores.
So you got Vincennes in the third quarter now. They're up 51-6 over Pike Central. Memorial's up 17-0 on Princeton in the first quarter. Heritage Hills 13-0 first quarter over Mount Vernon. Let's see here. Linton, that's an area score. We'll give that 28-0 over Forest Park second quarter. Modern Day beating North Posey 7-0. North Knox and Tell City knotted up at zero in the third quarter. How about that? And North Davies.
Pitcher's duel.
North Davies right now. Tecumseh's 13-7 over North Davies in the second quarter.
And if I remember right, I think Tecumseh beat North Davies handily during the season.
I think they did.
So, and obviously, when you got weather like this, man, anything's possible.
Oh, absolutely it is.
And, you know, the one, like we talked about Gibson Southern looking past us to Heritage Hills.
Yep.
You know, and obviously if it's raining, that's going to hamper Mount Vernon, who's playing Heritage Hills tonight, but. You know, I know Heritage Hills beat Mount Vernon earlier in the season, but it's not a gimme right now because Mount Vernon is a good football team.
Sure.
And so anything's possible down there. So as Gibson Southern set to kick it off once again, Penley or Gilly's going to field it. No, Penley picks it up at the 10. Penley looking for room to run. He's going to be brought down just on this side of the 20-yard line. So 3:23 to go here in the first half. Washington will have the football first and 10 from their own 22-yard line down 45-0.
So, John, here's a school I've not heard. Eastern Green's playing Rock Creek Academy. I've not heard of them. Eastern Green's up 32-0. Any idea where Rock Creek Academy would be?
I'd say somewhere in Rock Creek. I have never heard of that in my adult life.
Brilliant. Brilliant response.
I don't know.
You can't just say I have no idea, but you had to say somewhere in Rock Creek.
Well, you would imagine if it's named Rock Creek Academy, they've got to be somewhere around Rock Creek, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
first-time caller, long-time listener. Hello, Mr. Obvious.
It's like the Dan Patrick Show. First-time caller, long-time
and
listener.
And we're cutting up because there's a timeout on the field.
6 foot, 220. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick timeout. 3:23 to go here in the first half. Gibson Southern on top, 45-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Eyes, as we try to figure out the mystery of Rock Creek, which Gene Miller just informed us it's over by New Albany, Sellersburg area. So at least we have a little geographic location on that. As we, you know, I know obviously everybody listening at home was as curious as we were where Rock Creek was. So
thanks.
But we're still trying to find out if there's actually a creek that runs through there named Rock Creek.
All right, so Trey's back at quarterback. Now, on the last play, we had Penley at quarterback. He lost 2 yards.
Reed hands it off to Penley. Jaden looking for room around the left side, spins around. Going to gain a couple yards back, but not a whole lot there. Going to bring up a third and long for the Hatchets.
Back to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like. Maybe a yard past it. Is this where we take a shot?
I think we always take
a shot. You know, here's
the
deal. You know what? Even if you throw it deep and it gets intercepted at this point, it's considered a punt, right, when you're at third and nine? Doesn't hurt things.
Yeah, I mean, it is a thing.
You might get a pass interference called. You never know. And here comes Mason and Penley down here on this side and spread, so you got to believe he's going to look this way. That's what he did last time in this formation.
Trey back to pass. Trey throws it deep downfield. Jacob Mason is there. Picked off. Gibson Southern. Cody Hupp with his second interception of the evening as they're looking to go deep to Jacob Mason. Cody Hupp with the interception. Gibson Southern takes over at their own 40-yard line.
So see that, you know, what I just talked about, it doesn't kill things because we had the ball at the 20. We haven't punted it over 30 yards, so that was a 40-yard punt necessarily, right? Interception, it's not a killer. You got to take a shot. But that is our third interception.
So I got to bring this up here right after this play here because I just got a text from Dalton Irvin's dad, Matt, and I got to read this, and we're going to talk about this real quick, is Allen in the shotgun. Hands it off to number 9, which is Tucker Bowes.
New name.
So, obviously, he's entertained by the whole Rock Creek Academy fiasco that we're talking about here. But the thing that gets me is he's just like Cosell and Madden, like that we're keeping it interesting. But, Matt, how old are you, man? I mean, come on, at least give me a Frank Gifford and Al Michaels or something.
We're not that good, buddy. I'm just glad that you referred us to someone.
Yeah, we're not that good at all. Seth DeLong with the end around. Seth is going to have a first down, though, at midfield.
Game. Not a bad run by DeLong, 6-yard gain. They'd stopped the outside, and he did what you're supposed to do, put his foot in the ground and got east-west here at the field. I'm changing my north-south saying.
You know what?
No more.
We're not like Cosell and Madden. We're more like Mutt and Jeff. First and 10 for the Titans inside Hatchet territory at the Washington 49-yard line. 1:06 to go here in the first half. 45-0 Gibson Southern. Three receivers to the near side. Witt to the far side, one-on-one.
Anytime you got Witt by himself, it's not a bad option.
No,
is it?
Allen throws the
quick screen.
Comeback screen.
Goodness, he's got all kinds of room. Good blocking.
May.
Wow.
It's a track race. And tackled from behind by Penley. What an effort by Jaden Penley.
Again, Mason did not like that again. He's jawing with him going back to their sideline. He's upset, but man. Wow. I tell you what, he got hammered again. The kids are – what they're doing on that is an outside receiver coming down the line of scrimmage, and you've got everybody else running slants and cracking back on people. And if your head's not on a swivel, guess what? You're getting hit.
And that's coming back. We got a flag back here in the backfield.
Well, we'll take that. I hope Jacob keeps his head here because he unstrapped a snap there, pretty upset.
So, going to get your break there as that play will be negated. Got a personal foul on the Titans.
And that was at the line of scrimmage. It's nothing what we're
no,
talking
nothing about
downfield.
What we're talking about. So that is a huge field position change because that's going to back Gibson Southern back up to their own 35-yard line. It's going to be first and forever here, about first and 25. 46 seconds to go here in Gibson Southern, just to note, will get the ball to start the second half. Allen in the shotgun, spread formation for the Titans. Looks like we got another false start there. Didn't call. Bose falls down to midfield, so second down coming up.
4-yard gain, slipped and fell.
And realistically, that's all Gibson Southern will have to do, as I believe that the game clock is just a tick ahead of the play clock.
Whew, barely.
Yeah, it's tight, but as fast as Gibson Southern's playing this game, they're probably going to run another play here because why not?
And why not take a shot downfield?
Hey, that's my line. Don't steal that.
Sorry.
45-0, your score, Gibson Southern on top. Gibson Southern, last play of the first half here. Going to run that screen play again. Not completed. As you can see, yeah, Jacob Mason and Seth DeLong are going at it here. And Jacob Mason's pleading his case to the ref, but you know, he just needs to kind of just relax a little bit. That incomplete pass did stop the clock with 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Third and 23 coming up for the Titans. And the worst thing that could happen here, Gary, and you know what I'm going to say?
Yep.
Is to let, because, you know, look, we got Witt down here on the far side alone.
I know.
And you got to think.
Why would you not take a shot to him?
The Allen's just going to throw it up.
I would
throw
think
it deep.
Either a straight go or a post route. So safety needs to stay in the picture here, not cheat this way.
And they're going to hand it off up the middle.
A little draw play.
A little draw play, and that is how the first half of action is going to come to an end here at Hatchet Hollow on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 45, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick break, come back with some updated area scores, halftime stats. We'll do all that right after this.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchett's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
Ace's Restaurant and Bar inside the Washington Country Club would like to invite you to a special night out, Saturday, October 27th. It's a mysterious evening with me, Daniel Cohen, and special guest Josh Cecil. Tickets are $10 per person or $15 per couple. Start off with some great comedy magic with Josh and then enjoy my new mind reading show. Spend your Saturday night with us. Show starts at 10 p.m. and tickets are general admission, or you can reserve a table for dinner before the show. Call 254-2060. For more information, please visit our Ace's Facebook page.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, stroms, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
It's number 44, Kane Fox. Back to you on WMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at halftime. Gibson Southern all over the Hatchets, 45-0 here. And, you know, obviously you come in here, Gibson Southern is the eighth ranked team in 3A. This is what you would expect. But Washington, you know, we got to find a way here in the second half to put up a good showing here and do something, get some things moving offensively. And, you know, obviously we know what Gibson Southern is going to do. As we just talked off air, we got to imagine that Gibson Southern is going to pull their starters.
Yeah.
Because at this point, there's no reason to keep them in the game and risk getting hurt, because obviously they're looking forward to next week to play the winner of Heritage Hills, Mount Vernon. Because ideally, Gibson Southern wants revenge against Heritage Hills, who beat them earlier in the season, because they want to be the one fighting Memorial for the sectional title.
Yeah.
So – obviously, a lot of things at play here, so we'll see what happens here in the second half. As you work on the stats there, let's talk about some area scores that I need to figure out because you're doing stats.
And I can go ahead and jump into something while you're looking. So Brady Allen now, 12 for 15, 220 yards, four touchdowns. I mean, very efficient, especially in the rain. You know, like we were talking about, he's starting to hit a lot of the screen passes, and why not? Because they do such a great job blocking downfield, finding somebody to hit. Spindler running the ball, 8 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And then you've got DeLong with 2 carries for 16, and then a few others sprinkled in there. But, you know, receiving-wise, he spreads the ball around. There's 4 guys that have caught a ball. Butler with the 50-yard touchdown. Butler's got 2 touchdowns, by the way. Looking at roughly 90 yards right now. Witt, 22-33. He's got 81 yards and a touchdown on 4 or 5 catches. So Butler and Witt are the two main targets, and Spindler has that 33-yard touchdown as well. Offensively for us, Trey Reed's looking at 4 for 9 with roughly 8 yards and 3 interceptions. So, again, you know, Gibson Southern's defense, very sound. They position players where they play their spot that, like they're supposed to. There's 11 guys on the field, but I tell you what, they're all over the field, John. I mean, they're running around, gang tackling, making good plays.
And they look like a top team in Class 3A.
Yeah.
What
do you got for me?
So I got something really shocking for you here.
No, don't tell me Boonville's losing.
They are. Bossy 21, Boonville 7.
Oh, my goodness, they
21
are.
21-7. Bossy, something's got to be wrong
there. That's
like,
a shocker.
Boonville's got to be missing people or one of their best players.
And that's still
the
first quarter.
Or something. I don't know what is going on there, but that is an absolute shock. Some other scores of note, not as shocking. Jasper 21, Harrison 6. Central 7-0 over Wrights, which is a little surprising to me, although I know Central's favored to win this. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's only in the second quarter, so that one's got a long way to go. Let's run down some more not so shocking scores. Lincoln 44-6 over Pike Central. Memorial second quarter 31-0 over Princeton. Heritage Hills 20, Mount Vernon 0. I'm a little shocked at that. It's not a little bit closer, but it's only in the second quarter, so there's still some chance here. Obviously, we know what the score is here, 45-0, Gibson Southern. Linton-Stockton, 35-0 over Forest Park. Modern Day in a battle with North Posey, 14-7.
Wow.
Third quarter, Tell City, North Knox. Still a pitcher's duel, shutout, 0-0.
Surprising.
Tecumseh still 13-7 over North Davies in the third. And, again, that's another surprise there, as I believe. I don't know the exact score. Maybe somebody can correct me if I'm really missing this. But I feel like Tecumseh beat North Davies fairly handily during the season. So, close game there for the Cougars. Obviously, the whole Rock Creek debate is kind of really all for naught because nobody cares because Eastern Green's beat them 39-0.
Well, they are playing Bar-Reeve and volleyball.
They are playing Bar-Reeve and volleyball, so if you're interested in volleyball, check that out tomorrow, as I'm sure that game will be broadcast.
How about our Hatchet soccer, buddy?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Boys soccer going semi-state, beat Memorial, which was defending state champs last week.
So Washington is going to be basically, what, a game away from the state title game?
Yes.
So
and they're playing at where, Evansville North?
Evansville North tomorrow night? So that's a real kick in the teeth to Memorial, as Memorial would only had to travel, you know, halfway across town to play out at North. But instead, Washington's going to be there. So best of luck to the boys' Hatchet soccer team, as Memorial, you know, is a tough opponent. Obviously, the Memorial girls team will probably defend their state title this year as well. But, you know, the Lady Hatchet soccer team made it to regional, which I think surprised a lot of folks.
That was awesome, yeah.
So a lot of good things happening here in Hatchet Nation. Just, unfortunately, not so much for the football team here tonight. As at halftime, it's 45-0 in favor of the Gibson Southern Titans. So as we have about 7 minutes to go till second half kickoff, we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back to discuss some other things going on in the area this weekend and some second half keys, and we'll do that right after this break.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Jeep adventure days continue, now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep adventure days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow as the rain continues to come down here, and we're about 4.5 minutes away from second. Gibson Southern's on top, 45-0. Gibson Southern comes in here as the number 8th ranked team in Class 3A. Obviously, you know, they're looking to get to the sectional championship game against Evansville Memorial And obviously Evansville Memorial is the defending state champion. And this sectional that we're in, Gary, is really stacked. I mean, if you look at, especially this year, you got Vincennes Lincoln, you got Mount Vernon, who, really surprised a lot of people and has played some really good football.
Yeah.
Obviously, year in and year out, power Heritage Hills. Gibson Southern has been a top-ranked team in 3A since Nick Hart took over in Fort Branch there. Obviously, and then Princeton, has good teams. And, it's just it's a really tough sectional to be in.
Right.
And obviously we're seeing one of the better teams in Class 3A here tonight.
Yeah, we are. And, you've got to believe they want that rematch back. Because I was going to look that up too, John, to see how early they played Heritage Hills in the season, because I think it was fairly early.
It was fairly early on.
And it really wasn't close, I don't think.
No, Heritage Hills handed it to them.
Put it on. So, and you never know at that point, were some kids out or, And you don't make excuses, but they're still ranked number eight, and they've lost two games this year.
And I'm not sure. I don't know that Brady Allen has started every game at quarterback for the Titans either. So there could have been a lot of things that have changed over the course of the season from when they played first to when they played now, or when they will presumably play next week, obviously.
And I'm looking at their schedule, and really Gibson Southern's schedule is not real heavy. I mean, they played a lot of 2A schools.
They're in the PAC. I mean, they got the Forest Parks, the Pike Central,
South Spencer. Tell City, Southridge.
So it's a fairly
They lost to Henderson County out of Kentucky, 23-0, and they lost to Heritage Hills, which was actually September 21st, 31-7. So it wasn't that early in the season. Heritage Hills, though, looking at their schedule, their defense must be really good, because the only close,
they're all in the same conference, so they're going to have some of that, too.
And this was when Jasper's quarterback got hurt, was against Heritage Hills.
Correct.
They beat Jasper 14-12.
That was in that monsoon that we had when we played North Davies.
Absolutely, yep. So Southridge was 24-17, so there's a common opponent, right? And that was on September 21st for them, and that was a very close game for Heritage Hills against Southridge. And when Southridge played Gibson Southern, which was last week, beat them 31-14. So there you go.
The tide may be turning.
Gibson Southern may be clicking. And like you said, maybe this freshman quarterback, it took some time to put him at the reins here. And now they've realized, wow, we've got a freshman quarterback that's really come to here toward the end of the season, getting into sectional play. And that game's going to be a good game next week, along with Vincennes and Memorial. I know Memorial's great, but you never know. Vincennes can give them a battle.
I tell you what, I was pretty impressed with Vincennes. I mean, their quarterback's not a real big kid, but he can throw it down the field. He's got some good targets. And, obviously Memorial's going to go into that game being heavily favored. But I wouldn't put it past Lincoln to make it close.
No. Vincennes is going to come prepared.
Oh, absolutely.
They have two losses on the year. And, John, that was in week two and week three. And week two is against Boonville, 40-26. And then they lost to Lexington Christian, 43-38.
Which that one really shouldn't count, I'll be honest.
Vincennes, from that point, though, has really turned it on. And, you got to believe they're going to be prepared to play Memorial.
We're going to have – things are setting up for some really good second-round matchups here in the sectional. Obviously, I think, Memorial should make their way to the final, and it's going to be interesting to see if Gibson Southern can avenge that loss to Heritage Hills. Because I know Gibson Southern wants a chance to come out of this sectional, and I'll be honest, they've showed tonight that, I feel like they could play with Memorial.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is it's at Vincennes, I believe.
Correct. It should be, yes.
Because Memorial's hosting Princeton, and I think Vincennes is on the bottom bracket of that game, even if they both have home.
Correct.
Because they're the bottom team, they get home field advantage.
So that changes things,
that
too.
That does. I mean, Vincennes, we know they bring their fans in. That'd be a packed house. You got to believe Vincennes is going to be there loud and proud and playing the number one team. I mean, and we just talked about it tonight. You have nothing to lose at that point. You're playing the number one team, right?
Right.
You just sell out and you do what you need to do.
One thing that we've discussed is, as we get ready for second half action, if we're going to have a running clock here in the second half, if that's obviously we do that during the season, just to see if that's something that we're going to do here in the sectional play. So we're going to find that out here in just a couple minutes. And while we get ready for second half action, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll come back for the second half right after this.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready to kick off second half action as Gibson Southern will have the football to start things off. And, you know, Gary, we got to wonder here as I see our athletic director, Gene Miller, out there talking to the officials. You got to suspect if there's any way to do it, they're probably going to have a running clock here because I think that's in everybody's best interest at this point.
Yeah,
for the second half because
– Well, I don't know if you can in turn. Can well, you in tournament
play? I don't know, and that's I guess that's been the big question, and I don't know that we really have an actual concrete answer, but we're about to find out here.
Yeah, I don't know if you can in tournament play, honestly, because it's a IHSAA-regulated tournament game.
But I guess if both coaches would agree to it, I guess you could do it. So – Judge Arthur says yes, so I'm not gonna go against him.
That's surprising.
Onside kick for the Hatchets, starting things off. Ball is loose. It looks like Gibson Southern is gonna have it. Gutsy call there to start the second half.
Wow.
So not
bad. I mean, and you know
Washington
what?
Has the football. Look at that.
And you would think Gibson Southern might be prepared for that, but. As we go out there and tell.
What a call by Coach Durnell. Nice execution by Fisher Owens. And Washington will have their best field position of the night for the first time inside of Titan territory at the Gibson Southern 47. And
go ahead and say it, John. We need to take a shot.
We need to take a shot, Gary.
Would you stop?
Hey, I got
you
one.
Know what? I'd like to see us get some first downs here.
But you know what? This really is a time to take a shot.
No,
I
agree.
That
it's after a turnover. It is the ideal time. So I do agree with you.
Journal in motion to the near side. Reed hands it off to Penley. Penley up the middle. Jaden Penley is going to have a first down and more.
Nice.
Jaden Penley to the 30, 25. Knocked out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. So just what we want to see here.
26-yard run.
From the Hatchets.
Nice run by Penley. 26-yard scamper. No, it might be 24, but hey, I'll give him 26.
First and 10 for the Hatchets is I better turn on my mic first. I want to talk. Trey in the shotgun. Spread formation. Reed hands it off to Penley. Penley.
That looked like Gilly.
Down.
Is that Gilly? It's hard to tell up here.
It was not, Gilly. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, running style, that's the only reason why I was questioning.
Look at you with the eagle eye.
Yeah, listen to me.
I try not to, but I have to sometimes, just so we can make the broadcast.
You sound like my wife, man.
As we digress, it's 2nd and 10 for the Hatchets. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Now, you know, continue, guys. Come on, continue to chunk away here. We got a big play.
Reed under center. Trey takes a snap, hands it off to Penley. Jaden up the middle.
Nice run.
Penley is going to have a first down.
Nice run.
Nice Penley. Run by Jaden Penley. And Washington inside the red zone.
That's going to be close on how they spot this ball. That was about a 10-11-yard run. So
they
we'll
got
to be right on the sticks here.
And no, look at that. Being stingy with the spot here.
Wow.
Third and centimeters coming up
here
for the Hatchets.
How can they see that from there? They're saying 6 inches off.
You know.
Well, you know. 10-yard run, so we'll take it. So
the referees want a little
third
publicity.
Short, obviously 4-down territory. I'd quick snap, handoff up the middle is what I'm thinking.
Reed under center.
Oh, we
Trey
fumbled.
Loses
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
And that's going to drop us back.
Oh.
It's going to be about a 9-yard loss.
Not what we want there. So Trey took the snap. It looked like it was good. He turned to hand it off, and the ball squirted out of his hand.
And that's less thing when, I mean.
6-yard loss.
My mom hates it when I say this on the radio, but you get a wet football, it is slicker than hog snot.
You always say that.
I know.
So we're looking at.
But it is.
Fourth and six.
Fourth and six.
Fourth and seven, whatever you want to call it. Oh, we're going to try to kick a field goal. What in the world?
Fourth and seven here. I think it's going to be a fake.
Wow, that's a 37-yard field goal attempt.
Holzclaw, line drive, no good. And Washington. You know, you got to like the way this started out. Onside kick, move it down the field, and then just a couple unfortunate miscues, and Gibson Southern will have the football here. Ball's going to be on the Titan 30-yard line, as I suspect we're going to see a new quarterback here. But
20-yard line.
We will see what happens. It'll
be a 20-yard line.
20.
He kicked it out of the back of the end zone.
Two and three looks the same to me from here. So,
which that's the thing that's different about high school football, right? Normally, you know, NFL, college, the ball was put down on the 27, kicked from there. The ball normally is spotted there, but in high school football, it goes to the 20.
Handoff, nowhere to go here for Gibson Southern. It looks like
can't tell who is that. Bose that they put him in there.
It looks like Bose is going to be our new quarterback here for the Titans.
Well, he's a running back.
Well,
Bose.
Number nine, but it looks like Nathan Bowes, though. Number 35 was our quarterback there for the Titans.
Yes, that's so – that is – yeah, Nathan Bowes is their backup quarterback. I'm sorry, 35. So they've already put in their backup quarterback, and then that was the other Bowes, which is Tucker Bowes, is a running back.
So
wow.
Nathan Bowes.
Nathan Bowes is a sophomore. So young quarterbacks, freshman and
takes
sophomore
a snap.
Quarterbacks.
Bowes is going to keep it around the edge. He's got all kinds of room to run. Cuts
wow.
it upfield. 40,
he's
45.
Got some speed, buddy.
Barely. I thought he was going to break it there. And if it wasn't for Tyler Gilley, Nathan Bowes probably would have had himself a touchdown.
Sophomore with a 29. Oh, no, they're bringing it back. 27-yard run for Bowes. So now I've got to put an initial next to this because I got two Bows running the ball. That was Nathan Bowes, by the way, sophomore quarterback. Like I said, young quarterbacks for these guys at Gibson Southern, a freshman and a sophomore. We're going to see a lot of these guys or hear their names for a while.
Yeah, the future is bright for the Titans as we're 8.5 to go here in the third quarter. Gibson Southern on top, 45-0.
Got to wear them shades.
Oh, my gosh. Bryant. Yeah, it was going to have a nice gain there. That was Owen Bryant, 5'9 sophomore.
Young. Boy.
Lots of youngsters there. Not a 1, 2, 3. I mean, realistically, you know, we talked about Dawson Witt.
Yep.
Offensively, Cody Hupp, who had a couple interceptions. On defense as a senior.
Now, they got quite a few linemen that are seniors.
Their kicker is a senior. So. I mean, you know, obviously, but they got kind of a nice mix.
Oh, they do.
Which is what you want, you know, especially when you're building a program like Gibson Southern has built. You know, you're going to have talent through each grade. As Bowes hands off to Bryant. Owen Bryant.
Carrying the pile for two or three.
It's going to set up a third and short here for Gibson Southern inside Hatchet territory at the Washington 45-yard line. 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. 45-0 is your score. Gibson Southern on top. We'll have to see. You know what, Gary, if we get a chance, let's check on that Bossy Boonville score.
I can do that. For you, buddy, I got all the time in the world.
Oh, boy, here we go. Well, at least you went and got the equipment for us tonight.
That's right.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bowes in the shotgun. Bad snap over his head. He's going to try to run it. Penley.
Nice. Fourth down.
He's going to knock him back. So it's going to be fourth and 11, easy for me to say. And Gibson Southern territory. So this is the first time we're going to see Gibson Southern's punter, who we have no idea who it is.
John, I didn't do any of that last week, buddy. I was straight on. I didn't stumble with my words. You're going to have to get it right.
I don't know if I'm going to believe that, but we'll see what happens.
I'm kidding, buddy. So here's an update. Bossy 28, Boonville 14 in the second quarter.
Wow, how is Bossy scoring that many points on Boonville?
I don't know.
I'm shocked. I mean, honestly, I'm shocked. Creeping up on 6 minutes to go here in the third. Gibson Southern.
First time to punt. That's a win.
First punt. Nice spiral punt.
Wow, nice punt.
And that is a punt that's going to be downed at the Washington 16-yard line. So Washington will take over here. And, you know, we saw some good things that last possession. See if we can put something together here and continue to move the ball down the field.
Yeah. So here's some update, an update of all the scores you've already read. North Knox just took the lead over Tell City 8-0 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So North Knox looking to get a sectional win here.
Look at that.
Which they'll probably be taking on Southridge next week is my guess.
Which that will probably put an end to their season.
Southridge pretty good.
Yeah.
North Davie's still down 13-7 to
Townsend. That score's been 13-7 since the pregame.
Yeah.
Hatchet's first and 10.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't, but there's always an exception to the rule. Penley falls forward for a few. Under 6 minutes to go here. We're going to have a second down for the Hatchets.
You're going to owe your wife a dinner tomorrow or something.
Oh,
after you sold her out on the air, buddy.
I'm going to have to take out a loan to pay for that.
Go to an IU game again or something?
Oh, no. We're going to Nashville.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Fun. This weekend?
Yeah. Leaving tomorrow morning.
Nice.
But it's that little rant on the radio is going to cost me quite a bit.
She's getting some new cowboy boots.
I don't know what hat. I'll have to get out the credit card. 5.5 to go here in the third. 45-0. Gibson Southern on top. Reed under center. Pitches it out to Penley.
Pass.
Penley looking to throw it. Penley throws it deep. He's got Jacob Mason. Comes back to pass interference.
Nice.
Nice job by Jacob Mason to come back to the football, get the pass interference.
Nice.
Unfortunately,
job.
It's not like the NFL where it's not at the spot of the foul.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Washington's going to have a first down and continue on here.
And, you know, really it wasn't too much of a trick play because Penley couldn't sell that he was running a ball because they had a defensive end up in his face. He had to set his feet and just throw it right away and actually got hit pretty good when he threw it. But
yeah,
aired it out nicely all the way across toward the 45. So, man, and Jacob still came back and almost made the catch even after being in.
Absolutely. So, nice job there by Jacob Mason to fight for that one. Hatchet's going to have a first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. 5:13 to go here in the third, down 45-0 here to the Gibson Southern Titans. And that's the thing, you know, we talked about it. You know, Jacob Mason's been the target of quite a few throws here tonight. As Reed under center. Trey back to pass. Trey throws it over the middle to Kane Fox. Kane almost comes up.
Interception.
A huge catch, but the ball's batted around. Picked off by Tucker Bowes. And Gibson Southern will take over inside the Hatchet territory.
And that's that. I call it a dump pass, and it really turned out to be a jump pass because Trey jumped in the air and threw it, and it was a high
just
pass.
Out of the reach of Kane Fox. He kind of kept trying to hit it.
With one hand, he kept bobbling it, and then it just scooted
got
right
away
to
from
the safety.
Did you see that catch there by the ball boy?
I did. That
Man, I tell you what,
out there, Brody,
that one-handed catch, he gets his skills from his mama. First and 10 for the Titans.
Oh, you're nothing but crazy.
Bowes is going to remain in at quarterback for the Titans. First and 10 from the Hatchet 47-yard line. Hand off to Bryant. Bryant.
Wow, nice hard run for three.
Yeah, he was hit initially by the line of scrimmage and ended up getting about a four and a half yard gain. So
the big difference I see, John, obviously, when they make tackles, they're gang tackling. It's not just one guy. We're solo tackle.
Right.
On a lot of our tackles, it's us against them. Where normally you want to fly to the ball and have all of your defense there, and we're just not seeing that.
No, it's definitely kind of a one-man defensive effort. You know, when we tackle somebody and when Gibson Southern tackles somebody, it's a whole gaggle of Titans. As Bose takes snap, hands it off to
that's the other Bose.
You got to imagine
another hard run.
You got to imagine they're related.
4 yard. You think?
It's just a wild guess.
Tucker and Nathan. Let's see here. Tucker is the
if they're more
junior.
Than 9 months apart, they could be brothers.
So here's the big difference. So the junior is 5'9", 165. He's a running back
right.
running the ball. The quarterback is 6 foot 170 as a sophomore. So, I don't know. And they might be cousins. They could be brothers.
You never know. Third and short coming up for the Titans. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third. 45-0, Gibson Southern.
Either way, they've probably been tossing the ball around since they were little kids, right?
Yeah, they probably is the case. I guess we'll know if they're brothers if they start arguing with each other on the field. Bose to Bose. Tucker Bose has the first down for the Titans.
Nice.
Going to push the ball inside the Hatchet 35-yard line. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. As somebody's apparently taking some target practice. Man, there was a deer close by.
Coach is up top, I think. Not too happy with the effort that's going on at times out there on the field, would be my guess.
We'll go with a shotgun approach.
Sound like a foot coming through the ceiling up there, buddy. Shotgun foot, same thing.
Be that as it may, Bo's in the shotgun. He's going to keep it around the right side. It's going to be tackled by Reese Sternal.
Throwing a lot of bows around right now, John.
Yeah. Not talking about the speakers either.
That's bass. Bows would be elbows.
Elbows?
Bows. Throwing bows.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I got to give you a lesson, don't I?
No, but we I don't know. We should know. We don't enunciate around here, so why would we know what's going on? Second and 8 coming up here for the Titans.
I don't think they're looking to pass anytime soon.
I wouldn't imagine. I watch them throw it right here. Bose hands it off to Bryant.
That's why I said that. I was hoping they'd prove me wrong. Bryant. Nice tackle. Now, look, we gang tackled. Look what happened.
Yeah,
we got
look at that.
1 yard loss.
Third and long coming up for the Titans. Ian Hill on the tackle for the Hatchets. Creeping up on 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Still 45-0. Gibson Southern. I think it's about time that we – I got a feeling that Boonville's going to come back. I got to imagine. Not that I really care, but just
– Oh, they tried to get us on the snap and we jumped. Oh, we jumped again. Or reset,
Bose.
Though. Boy, they're taking their time here, down to 2 on the play clock.
Yep. And I'm not sure what happened there, but Tucker Bose picks up a bobbled snap, and Tucker Bose with a foot race. Bose is going to be in for the touchdown.
32-yard touchdown run.
Off a botched snap, Tucker Bose picks it up and takes it to the end zone. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's hard to stop that.
He's got some speed.
Yes, he does.
Well, both of them do, because we saw Nathan scamper for a 27-yard run a little bit ago. So the Bows have some speed, and you're trying to get an update for me, aren't
you? I tell you what, Bossy, I mean, this is obviously not a pitcher's duel here. Bossy 35, Boonville 21 in the second quarter. There is no defense being played in this one.
Wow, that's just so surprising.
I'm shocked.
They do have a different kicker.
We got a new kicker for the Titans.
Number 30.
Number 30. Well, picks up where the other one left off. So, with 1:27 to go here in the third quarter, 52-0 in favor of the Titans on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow as Gibson Southern set to kick it away here. I like the nice green fluorescent tee that Gibson Southern has as Gilly picks it up at the 30. Gilly gets to the 36-yard line. Now it's where the Hatchets will take over.
So here's another score, too, John. And this one to me is of interest. Central's 1-7-0 over Wrights in the third quarter. I know Central's pretty good, but Wrights is normally
Wrights
on,
is a perennial powerhouse in that sectional, and obviously in Evansville, and they're I wonder where that game's at. If it's at the Wrights Bowl or if it's at Central or.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, buddy.
Either place is a good venue to watch football. I'll be honest. I've watched games at both places. And a lot of fun there.
Talking about Memorial, though, Memorial beat Wrights 42-6 this year.
Yikes. Reed under center, 1st and 10 for the Hatchets. Trey's going to hand it off to Penley. Penley weaves his way through traffic, going to gain about 6 on the play.
And obviously we're noticing there's new names, white-colored jerseys
very
out there
clean
on the field.
Jerseys.
So they've subbed in.
Sure,
obviously, because they're saving their – themselves for next week, right? So we should start moving the ball here and at least get some points on the board.
As we've seen, we've moved the ball here more the second half, and obviously, some of the change in personnel has helped with that. But also, we've done a little bit better job at kind of executing things here as Reed's going to be under center. Gilly and Penley in the backfield behind him. Gilly, fullback dive, and Gilly still on his feet. Oh, I thought he was going to break that. He turned around. I thought he was going to get away from that. Still managed to gain about 4 yards, though, so a nice run by Tyler Gilly. But I thought when he had that last spin move, he was going to break it to the outside and we were going to have a track meet.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Yeah. Obviously, you're cheering for the guy and you want him to be able to do that. But, man, I tell you what, they sure do hit hard, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you what, and the technique, I mean, they're fundamentally sound.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they're wrapping
they
up.
They don't tackle high.
No, not at all. And Washington's going to take a timeout here. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. So after three quarters of action here at Hatchet Hollow on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Gibson Southern 52, Washington 0. We'll come back in 60 seconds.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Ritenour trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
It's number 44, Kane Fox. Back to you on WMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. Hatchets with the ball. 3rd and 1 from their own 44-yard line. And...
Oh. Gilly, first down.
Gilly,
good job,
nice
buddy.
Hard run by Tyler Gilly.
Second, third effort.
Yeah, he got pushed back, kept going, got the first down.
Nice 3-yard run.
Move the sticks. Hatchets 1st and 10 at their own 49-yard line.
So going back to that Wrights and Central, they played earlier in the year, John, and Central beat them 26-21, so it's going to be a battle tonight between those two.
It's just you just never really expect Wrights to be down in
the
first round of the section.
And like you said, Central lost their running back, their star running back. So they're still a good bulk team. They're 8-1.
Trey Reed under center. I formation behind him. Hand off to Penley. Jaden with some room to run here as he's going to gain about 4.5, 5 yards. Going to bring second and five. Coming up here for the Hatchets as they're inside Titan territory. 11:15 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Going to see a heavy dose of I formation this half, or this fourth quarter here to close out. They're just going to feed the ball to Gilly and Penley.
Well, sure. Let
two seniors, right?
Two seniors, right? That's the way you want to go. Second and five from the Gibson Southern 46, under 11 to go. Reed under center. Fake pitch. Inside handoff to Gilly. Again, I thought he was going to break it, man. He one tackle away, and Gilly scampering.
You know, Gibson Southern's just sound, aren't they, on defense,
yeah,
though? I mean, they didn't fly to the ball on that fake toss, so it's a fake toss trap is what that is. You're faking the toss and coming back with a trap with a pulling guard. And, man, looked like he was going to break it. Like you said, you got shoelace there.
Hatchet football is brought to you in part by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North of Washington. Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, and the Kingpin Bowling Center, Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. Reed fakes it.
Reed with all
Trey
kinds of
Trey Reed
room.
Is going to scamper 35-30, 25-20-yard line. Nice run by Trey Reed to move the chains for the Hatchets.
23-yard run by Reed.
Gotta like it.
Nice play fake by Reed. He did the fake and tucked it on his hip and took off running full speed and had the edge.
I want to thank Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. And Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City voted best of the best for steak in Gibson County.
I still need to try that place, John.
Yes,
I say it every time, bud.
I know.
Your wife said she wants to go there for her 40th.
Well, maybe I'll take her for her 50th. Penley with the handoff. Breaks a couple tackles. Jaden still on his feet. Going to gain a few yards on the play.
She's going to kill us both.
Oh, I know. It's a good thing this is going to be the last game of the season because I don't think that we'd be around after that.
Let's see if we can score some points here. What do you think?
I hope so here. As we want to thank the Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets, and Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant here in Washington. Second and six, creeping up on 9 minutes to go here in the game, 52-0 Gibson Southern. Gilly still on his feet. I'm waiting for him. He's waiting for him to break one of those.
He's so close.
He keeps his feet moving and keeps going ahead and just can't quite get out of their grasp there as it brings up a third and five here as we're under 9 minutes to go. As we wrap up our sponsor shout-outs here to Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory, Yedley Mortuary, caring for you when you need care the most, and Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home on State Street in Washington. Trey Reed, under center, I formation behind him, third and five. Reed, going to hand it off to Penley. Penley with nowhere to go as he was hitting the backfield. Going to bring up fourth down here as we're creeping up on 8 minutes to go. And I'll save you the agony of saying we should take a shot. But what we need to do is get a first down here. Maybe a little Trey Reed rollout here to run a little corner route there with Jacob Mason into the end zone. See what happens here. Fourth and five for the Hatchets. 7:46 to go. Pitch out to Penley. Penley to throw it. Penley looking. Throws it back to Trey Reed. Trey catches it. Trey Reed trying to get to the end zone. Spin move. And Trey Reed
first down,
is going to have a first down. Nice little trickeration there by the Hatchets to keep this drive alive as we're going to be inside. We're going to be inside the five at the four-yard line. First and goal from the four coming up for the Hatchets. 7.5 to go. Looking to get on the scoreboard here for the first time tonight. 52-0 is your current score. How about we let's get Tyler Gilly in the end zone. Reed takes a snap under center, hands it off to Gilly. Gilly, nowhere to go. I tell you what, there was nowhere for him to go. Was that hole was non-existent. So looks like second. Looks like we're going to back up a yard there, it looks like. Second goal from the 5, under 7 to go, 52-0 Titans. Washington looking to get on the scoreboard here.
Hey, John, so I'm circling down our linemen because I'm going to give all the linemen a little shout-out on here too because it seems like, you know, we're always going to name off guys running the ball, balls being thrown to guys. Who is number 40? Is that Fox out there then? They had to move him to 44. Is that right?
Yeah, Kane Fox is number 44.
That's what I thought.
Penley bulldozes his way into the end zone for the touchdown. 6:22 left to go here in the ball game. 52-6 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. And obviously with Lance Roach playing in the semi-state tomorrow for soccer, he will obviously is not here this evening.
Right.
So we'll probably go for two just for heck of it.
Real quick on the lineman, I've got Ian Hill on the line. I've got Luke Gray, Johnny Lagle. I've got Anthony Gunterman, Brock Thurman, and then you've got Jake Fox at tight end. So those are guys. Kane Fox. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Who's Jake Fox.
I'm sorry.
Is that his Penley trying to get into the end zone here? Or Gilly, excuse me. Is he going to fall forward? Oh, just give it to him. No, not going to happen. Yeah. Jake Fox is his alter ego.
Oh, I'm sorry,
it's
buddy.
His alias.
There is a Jake Fox on the team, buddy.
But he's not number 44.
No, he's number 60. I wrote down the wrong. I apologize.
Man, I tell you what.
Kane. And we've said his name.
Good help.
He's got some balls tonight. So,
52-6. 6:22 to go here at Hatchet Hollow. As Gibson Southern will go on next week to face presumably Heritage Hills.
Yeah.
As they were up at last count, what, 20-0 over Mount Vernon?
That's what I'm going to pull up real quick because I'm obviously interested in that Boonville score.
How bad would that be? Boonville goes through the season undefeated and then loses in the first round of the sectional.
Right? So it's 35-21. It says second quarter. You got to believe that's getting close to halftime.
Yikes.
Heritage Hills 34-0 over Mount Vernon in the third quarter. Memorial 38-0 over Princeton third quarter. Vincennes 56-6 final.
So it looks like Vincennes is going to take on Evansville Memorial, and Gibson Southern will be taking on Heritage Hills next week in second-round action. Yes. Triple H, hard-hitting Holesclaw, is going to kick things off here for the Hatchets.
Boom.
Puts the boot to it.
He's down.
slid into second base there.
Safe.
At the 22nd yard line. Still second as Gibson Southern will take over here with 6:18 to go. 52-6 is your score. Washington gets on the scoreboard here. Obviously is going to be on the losing end here of this contest to a very good Gibson Southern team who, you know,
very good.
I've been impressed with. I mean, just fundamentally and just how they play the game.
They're good, and I'd like to know how many kids are on their roster because their sideline's full and the stands are full with their supporting fans too.
First and 10 for the Titans. And Bose is going to keep it looks like. That was a pretty good fake because I actually thought he handed it off.
It was a good fake. 2-yard gain for Nathan.
Under 6 minutes to go here. 52-6. Titans. As Gibson Southern now kind of just taking their time. They're obviously in no hurry. They just want to come out of here healthy. And I don't know. So they'll host the game against Heritage Hills next week, right? I believe.
Yes.
So Owen Bryant's going to fall forward for a few yards. Going to bring up third down here for the Titans.
That's going to be I'd say it's one of the game of the weeks next week, at least around this area.
Yeah, because, you know, I think Lincoln will play Memorial fairly well for a while, but I think Memorial will end up kind of coming away.
I would agree with that.
But, you know, I really think Gibson Southern is you know, going to be fired up to play Heritage Hills next week. as we mentioned, to avenge that earlier season loss and continue on, because obviously they want to play Memorial in the sectional final. There's no doubt about that. Nathan Bowes takes a snap. Going to pitch out to Bryant. Bryant's going to have a first down.
Speed.
He's got some speed as he tiptoes his way out of bounds.
15-yard gain or so.
Quick, 12. Fast, and in a hurry to the far sideline.
12.
Out of bounds. It's going to be stop the clock at 4:47.
I cannot believe Bossy's beating Boonville. I still can't. That just blows my mind, John.
I know. I would have not even thought that would have been – I thought that would have been a blowout the other way.
Look at Harrison scored on Jasper, too. Jasper's only up 28-12 in the fourth quarter over Harrison.
It's a little shocking.
Keeping it close.
Got to keep everybody on their toes here.
They didn't get that play.
Yep. So, delay of game. Unless somebody creeped in a timeout that we don't know about.
It looked like the quarterback tried to, but they didn't get it. Boy, this second half has went fast.
It has.
Well, here's the reason, too. They're not throwing the ball any second half.
Right.
They're just going to run the ball, so that clock is continually running.
That is true. First and 15 for the Titans. 4:21 to go here in the game. Bryant is going to be knocked down. Going to lose a couple yards, so it's going to be second and we'll say 16 on the play as we creep up on 4 minutes to go here in the game. 52-6 is your score. Gibson Southern will advance to take on the winner of Gibson Southern Heritage Hills Mount Vernon, which Heritage Hills is well in control up to this point in that contest. The last check, it was what? Was it 20-0 or 30-0?
For who?
Heritage Hills.
I'm sorry, I was over here doing stats.
I understand.
40-0 now.
40-0. I sit corrected. Bowes takes the handoff, is going to get back. Going to be about third down and about 8 here for the Titans, still in their own territory. So Heritage Hills is going to advance. Gibson Southern is going to advance. Setting up the big rematch next week, as Gibson Southern obviously is going to let the play clock run and just let things kind of run down here as we're creeping up on 3 minutes to go here in the ballgame, 52-6. It's been all Titans so far. Looking at a 3rd and 8 from their own 42-yard line. Nathan Bowes pitches it out. And nice tackle by Jaden Penley.
So while we've got some time here, John, just to give a final shout-out to our seniors on the team, Jaden Penley, you got Kane Fox, Tyler Gilley, and last but not least, Austin Enlow. Those are our 4 lone seniors that will be departing the program after this game here. And I want to wish those guys well and the best of luck in their future endeavors.
Yeah, Jaden Penley, I've enjoyed watching him play football. Had a chance to coach him in junior high, and he's just an outstanding football player and even better person. And Gibson Southern is going to take the delay of game penalty, and they're going to punt it away here. So Washington will have one more shot to put points on the scoreboard here, down 52-6 with just over 2 minutes to go here in the ball game. As Jaden Penley will be back deep for the Hatchets. And number 22... for the Titans.
So Penley back deep. You don't see that too often. No. Punt return for him, giving him a shot.
Logan Murphin is going to punt it away for the Titans. There's a snap. Nice snap. Kind of an odd style kick, but nonetheless takes an enormous Gibson Southern bounce.
Man, inside the 5 or inside the 10.
Yeah, down to the 9-yard line. What a
punt.
That was probably 50. I don't know. I'm not going to take my shoes off to count that.
Yeah.
But it was a 50-some yard punt. So Hatchet's first and 10 from their own 9. just about 2 minutes to go to get it down to the other end of the field here. We'll see what Coach Durnell draws up here. You know, in one respect, you want to just kind of, you know, move on here, but you also want to have a little better showing. You know, I mean, obviously if it was me, I'd take a shot, but, you know, I'd also broadcast and don't coach, so nobody should really listen to me as far as play calling goes. Reed's going to be under center. And Trey, back to pass, rolls to his right, looking. He's trying to throw it. He's going to get hit, throws it away. I tell you what, Trey did a nice job of not getting a safety right there because he was trying to get the ball to Jacob Mason and was covered up and just, you know, did a nice job of getting rid of it, though.
Yeah, there wasn't much there, John. Just rolling out, looking for somebody to get open. And honestly, I don't think the receivers were even running routes. It looked like they were downfield looking to block.
Yeah, so there's a little confusion there.
A little confusion.
Minute 47 to go here. Second and 10 for the Hatchets. Ball on their own 8-yard line. Gibson Southern is going to advance on to the second round of sectional play here. Is their head currently 52-6. Is Penley with the ball. Penley is going to gain a few yards on the play. Going to bring up third down. Oh, third and about 9, we'll call it. Ball is going to be on the Hatchet 11-yard line. Here's where a minute and a half to go. Just, you know, obviously it's been a tough season for this Hatchet group as they, you know, try to regroup in the offseason. And, you know, they've got some kids to build around here for the future. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, got a lot of offseason work ahead.
Yeah, we do.
As Reed, back to pass, Trey throws it deep downfield to Jacob Mason, crossing across the field there, just out of his reach. Not a bad pitch and catch there, just wasn't quite able to come up with it. And it's going to bring up fourth down for the Hatchets.
Yeah, it took a shot. That's not bad. You know, going back to what you were saying about the offseason, you know, that's something that's talked about a lot, you know, with this football program. If you want this thing to excel, you've got to have kids be leaders in the offseason, be in the weight room, get other kids in there to work out, get other kids interested to come out, get your kids to the point of wanting to be in positions like Gibson Southern. Because I can tell you, Gibson Southern, years ago, you know, we're even talking just, what, less than 10 years ago, they were not a very good program.
As we're going to have a safety here as the snap gets away from Holzclaw at the back of the end zone, so that'll give Gibson Southern 2 more points.
But, you know, going back to that, Gibson Southern's really turned their program around, because I can remember when I was coaching with, you know, Kelly Brashear, we'd go down there and compete with these guys, and, you know, they've really turned their program around. They've bought into it. Look at their sideline. They have huge numbers. Their youth program's big, the feeder program. And, you know, that's talked about a lot, too, is, you know, what's coming up in the program. Are the kids interested? How's the junior high doing? You know, it's having one solid program, and that's something that really needs to have some attention and focus, too.
Yeah, it's more than just showing up on Friday nights and playing. I mean,
absolutely
there's,
it is.
You know, Gibson Southern's program is built in the off season.
Yep.
I mean, that's when they get better.
Yeah.
And they're reaping those benefits here during the season, and that's, you know, something that we have to get back to.
And like we talked about before too, in other broadcasts, it's good to play other sports.
Mm-hmm.
If you're only involved in one sport, then you should be in the weight room all the time.
Well, look, the bottom line is if you have any hope of being a college athlete, as you know,
yep,
those college coaches want you to play more than one sport.
Yes, they do, because it's just everything about it, right? Just being more of a well-rounded athlete and bringing more to the table. So if you're playing football and that's all you do, why not do track? Why not run to get flexibility, be a thrower, do other things, get
sure
involved.
As Gibson Southern here,
oh boy,
fields the kick and in well into Hatchet territory, and knocked down at about the Hatchet 20-yard line. That was number 26 for Gibson Southern.
Yeah, I haven't said his name all night.
Isaac Gross, and nice return by him, and that's going to put the ball at the Hatchet 20.
I'd say they're going to come out and kneel down two times and be done here.
Sure, 51 seconds on the clock. And, you know, as you said, you know, once Coach Nick Hart took over in Fort Branch. Things changed almost overnight, and they've been, you know, for the better part of the last couple seasons, were ranked number one in the state.
Yep.
Just never were able to get past Evansville Memorial, and, you know, just have had a really good football program, and you know,
right.
We're going to continue to have that here moving forward as Bose is under center and is just going to take a knee. And, you know, Gibson Southern is going to live to fight another day. Unfortunately for the Hatchets, the season will come to an end here tonight, 54-6 at the hands of the Gibson Southern Titans. As we'll have one last snap, two more. So Gibson Southern will go on to take Heritage Hills next week as Washington season, like I said, will come to an end. And that's how things are going to end here at Hatchet Hollow tonight on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 54, Washington 6. We'll be back for the postgame show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Washington, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington. And we will bring you all that right after this timeout.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson Ford!
Did you know that fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs? Heller's Lawn Pro suggests reseeding and fertilizing your lawn in the fall. With colder weather coming, critters will be looking for a place to nest for the winter. So now's a perfect time for fall cleanup. Let Heller's prepare your lawn for next spring. For reseeding, fertilizing, planting, and lawn maintenance, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055 for an estimate.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow as Washington season will come to an end this evening on the losing end of a 54-6 score as Gibson Southern will advance to take on Heritage Hills. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's always tough when you're a senior and, you know, as you see Jaden Panley just kind of, you know, it's kind of hit him now that this is his last game here at Hatchet Hollow and his last game in high school. And, you know, obviously that's a tough thing. And, you know, this team – you know, had struggled a lot during the season, but, you know, there were some senior leaders on this team that really, you know, tried to carry them. And I know Jaden Penley, you know, whether, you know, we were ahead or behind or whatever, you know, yeah. Was and is the leader of this football team.
Yes. And, right, yeah, and he is, right, on and off the field. Yeah, I hate these games. I really do. I hate this for the senior. You can tell which one the seniors are because sure. They're all out there on their knees. So,
and I mean that's a
it's tough because you know, coach is out there addressing them now about a good season, but then now he's addressing what you know, kids having to be stuck with the program and things that need to be done in the off season, and it's just it's
you're
a hard thing
to
address. Right? It's already it's a hard thing to see yeah. And swallow. You know. It's hard to swallow, right?
Well, I mean, whether you go on to college and play football or not, you know, it's completely different than playing high school football with your buddies and all that. You know, it's not, it's a whole different thing. And obviously, you know, it's tough. I mean, obviously we've all been there, you know, for those of us who played, and it's tough. And obviously, especially for somebody like, you know, Jaden Penley, who has meant so much to this program, it's a tough thing to see. And obviously for the other seniors, Tyler Gilley, Kane Fox, I mean, obviously it's a, you know, not a fun thing to go through, but you know what? As Coach Durnell and Jaden Penley embrace out there on the field, obviously, you know, these guys can take from this a lot of things and use this whatever they go on to do in life, you know, whether it's college or whatever else. You know, take lessons that you learn playing football and working as a team. You can take that into life and help you be more successful.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Well, as we try to wrap things up here with the post-game show brought to you by Cal Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Washington, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation of Washington, we're going to take a final timeout, and we'll come back with some awards, highlight some area scores. Not sure if we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Durnell or not, but we'll do all that right after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Fall harvest is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and farm trucks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. So watch your speed, keep your lights on, and be aware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a safe and fruitful harvest for everyone.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
Your number one hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear back here at Hatchet Hollow as we wrap up the broadcast here. We're joined by Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. And, Coach, as you get a chance to warm up and kind of thaw out a little bit. Obviously, tough loss tonight. Knew you're coming in against a very, very good Gibson Southern team. Obviously, you know, and as we saw you out there, you know, embracing some of the seniors, like, just kind of talk about them, because right now, I mean, obviously, you know, it's unfortunate that the season comes to an end, but these young men who have put so much time and effort into this program, you know, their time has passed. So just tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I want to congratulate Coach Hart first. I mean, he's got a great program going at Gibson Southern. They were class act. They played hard. I saw no dirty play out there. I mean, just good, hard, solid football. And Coach Hart's got, like I said, got a good program going there. So credit to them. And I wish them the best of luck going into next week, next part of the sectional. Yeah, it's always hard to say goodbye to the seniors. Especially when you always have a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, the four seniors we had this year, been with the program. You know, Gilley took a couple years off, but been with the program for 4 years. And, you know, it's always tough to say goodbye. But, you know, we tried to feed them the ball tonight and let them play and let them run. And we put in the I formation and try to get Kane Fox some offensive touches also. So, you know, it was a tough week getting ready for this team too, because, you know, we were down Julius and Kevin and, you know, some players that we're used to, and Dalton Irvin had an injury. So a thin team got even, you know, more thin going into this game against a very, very good Gibson Southern team. So we knew it was going to be, you know, a hard game tonight. And, you know, this season did not wind up. I knew it would be a tough season, but we just weren't real competitive. So we're going to watch, you know, film and change some things culturally and try to get better really just day by day. And I got to have kids show up, when, you know, I told the kids in the huddle, if you do not have a winter sport, we start November 5th, you know, two weeks, and we're back at it. It's the grind of football, and if you want to be a good football program, you got to buy into the grind.
And we talked about that during the broadcast. Obviously, you know, football teams get better in the off season. I mean, that's where they get better. Obviously, we see the rewards of that on Friday nights in the fall. But obviously, as you said, November 5th, you know, I assume when you talk about the cultural change as far as getting everybody to show up, be there, and dedicate themselves in the off season, and that's what's got to start here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I want kids to play sports. I want three sport athletes. That'd be fine. That'd be great. But we have some kids that don't do anything, and, you know, they've got to do this or they've got to do that. And they either got to buy in or they got to get off.
Right.
You know, they have to show up and start working if we ever want to turn this around in Washington. And it's their decision whether they want to do it or not. I mean, I love every kid in that locker room, but we just don't work real hard in the off season. I got about 7 or 8 kids that show up consistently, even in the summertime when, you know, there are no other sports going on. So
just not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. You know, and those kids work hard. And honestly, I could see those kids that did show up. I saw them get progressively better as the season went on because of their strength and their stamina, and they were just ready to play football. And some of their kids that, you know, showed up there at the beginning of August or the end of July, it just takes them a while to get into it and get in shape, and we're not as strong as we should be. And it's just – it's a cultural thing. It's a program thing that we just need to keep working on.
Yeah, it's always – you know, it seemed like, obviously, you know, you and I go – you know, we played here. I mean, it's always been kind of a – football has almost been like an afterthought in a lot of cases here. And obviously, you know, you have the task now of trying to change that, and obviously there's a lot that goes into that. And so, you know, obviously – you know, things have gotten better, though. I mean, you know, the last few years, and obviously this year was obviously tough. But, you know, as you look to next year, if you get the buy-in and get the people dedicated, you have a lot of talent.
Yes.
Coming back for next year.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the sophomore class is physically really, really talented, and we've got kids in that sophomore class that did not play a whole lot, you know, when they were younger, that are getting bigger and stronger and they, understanding the game a little bit better. And I tell you what, the sky's the limit for our offensive line next year. If we show up and show out in the weight room, you know, Johnny Legel and Luke Gray and Brock Thurman and Ian Hill, they're all sophomores, and Anthony Gonterman is a junior. So, you know, we're coming back with that front five, and they got progressively better this year. You know, and so it's something to hang our hat on and look forward to, you know, getting to the offseason, getting those guys ready to play next year. And, you know, it's a kind of a vicious cycle with Washington football since we've played.
Sure.
It's you get numbers in one class, and then the class below it or two below it, you've only got, you know, 5 or 6 kids. And I don't know why that is or how that happens, but if we can put a couple of good classes with numbers, not even, you know, athletes, but just numbers, 15, 16 kids, 2, 3, 4 classes in a row, it makes a world of a difference. And we just haven't been able to sustain the numbers in Washington for some reason. So that's something, you know, as a head coach, I have to look at, and how to try to get kids interested in playing what I think is the greatest game on earth.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I appreciate everything. Just me personally, I just appreciate everything you do for this football program. You know, I appreciate you, you know, going forward and all the effort you put into it. And obviously, like you said, you got a little bit of time off, but then you're right back at it.
Yeah, 2 weeks and we're back at it. And I want to wish luck to the soccer team tomorrow. They're, you know, it's semi-state, and the band is going to state, and I think cross country is also qualified for semi-state. So good things are happening in Washington. Hopefully we can get the football program on the right track too.
All right. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here. As we're just going to dive right into the awards here, as we got Gary Issa back from his nap. So let's go over some awards here. First off, let's start with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Gary is going to be who?
I'm getting his name right this time. I'm sorry I messed that up earlier. It's Kane Fox. Saw a lot of him, like Coach said, put him on offense and played tight end, blocked well, and you know, just all over the field. And he's one of our seniors, and gonna miss him.
Absolutely, Kane Fox. You know, has had some injury issues this year, but obviously, you know, was able to to get involved in the offense tonight, and it's good to see. And obviously, wish him the best of luck moving forward. So, congratulations, Kane Fox, the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Next up, the Build Opson Ford Tough Player of the Game is going to go to
another senior. It's Tyler Gilley, and again, we said his name a lot. He's on both sides of the ball. Been a force all year long. He's been one of the senior captains, and definitely going to miss him as well and wish him the best of luck.
Absolutely. I said in an earlier broadcast, Tyler Gilley was tougher than a $2 steak. The kid, you know, he's always just – he's one of those kids who you never have to worry about getting any effort from. He's always going to give you all he's got every play. And congratulations, Tyler Gilley, the Build Opson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Last but certainly not least is the Anna Lou Chapman, Remax Real Estate Broker here in Washington, Heller's Unlimited, Heller's Lawn Pro Player of the Game. Gary is going to go to
Jaden Penley. No surprise, you know, like we said all year long, he carried the team on his back for, you know, offensively, and you definitely heard his name a bunch on defense. He flies around, makes plays, and going to be missed a lot. And I know, you know, with all those seniors, they're all going to be missed a lot. But, yeah, most certainly best of luck to Penley as well. I know he wants to play college football somewhere, and I would imagine he's going to land on a team somewhere, you know, whether it's D3 or if he's, you know, fortunate to get on a D2 somewhere, but he's going to play somewhere.
Yeah, he'll definitely have the opportunity to play on Saturdays if he so chooses. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Jaden Penley. Great kid, great football player, and you're a player of the game here this week. So, Gary, that's going to wrap it up here for this season. Obviously, we want to thank all the seniors for all their hard work. And, you know, we just mentioned those and Austin Enloe.
Yep.
Obviously, we want to thank everybody for tuning in here this evening and throughout the season. I want to thank Andy Morrison back at the station for keeping us on track and on time through all these broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And, Gary, that's going to do it for us until next year. Any parting words of wisdom for the folks before we sign off one last time in this 2018 football season?
No, I'm just going to say, you know, I've had a blast doing this, and I most certainly plan on coming back. You know, obviously, if you guys let me come back, I'm going to do that with you. So,
well, we'll try to renegotiate your contract in the off season. So, well, folks, we appreciate you tuning in all season. And for one final time, for Gary Issa, I'm John Gear. Have a great weekend.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova.